those
pumps sit under the corporates in the churches we have come from. And we fear to sit there. They can lift you up until you first get off that seat. And you sit in the front. And you are not a corporate, as they say.
These days
you
fear
to sit. We are not to get out, you out of that seat. You sit in that front seat.
And
just sit in the front of you. You sit in there. No one will lift you that someone honorable has come. Ever since you believed in Jesus, we no more regard you as the usual people. We see a priest and a king. It's you to maintain and become it, but we see you like that. For when he saved us and he made us kings and the priests, if you believe that indeed God saved you, believe in that honor he gives you,
and
face it in you when it appears in you, in your actions.
So
you read that scripture in Revelations
1.
He saved us made of kings
and priests.
Why do you despise yourself? No,
you
despise yourself and use yourself, you despise yourself.
You don't
believe that deception of Satan.
Let's read
Revelations 1:5. Revelations chapter 1, verses 5.
Era ebiva eri Yesu Kristo, omujulirwa, omwesigwa. Omuberebere w'abafu era afuga bakabaka b'omunsi atwagala era eyatusumulula mu bibi byaffe olw'omusaayi gwe
olw'omukaaga
n'atufuula obwakabaka bakabona eri Katonda Kitaawe ekitiibwa n'obuyinza bibeerenga eri oyo emirembe n'emirembe amiina.
Yesu yeebazibwe. Yatufuula bwakabaka era bakabaka era bakabona
and the priests.
Believe
he washed you with his blood and saved you. You have to take that glory within you. Not in boasting over that. But you know that's who you are.
That's
who you are, and you must manifest that.
And if you're
a king and a priest
in
the kingdom of God, you boost and you show that.
If
a priest, prove you a priest and do things of the priests. If you are a king in the kingdom of God,
you
know the King of Kings reigns over you. For we are kings, yet he is the King of Kings. Not the king of this world, the kings out there, but the King of Kings. No, it's us again. We are the kings of this world.
Yes, it was. So,
now take that glory to yourself. And sit in the
place.
No one is going to come. Someone corporate has come that you are going to lift you from this front seat. No. The one who thinks to be great.
Sit
in his great of coming late.
For
the one honorable remains honoring themselves in the time in everything. In everything they do. When they come late, they have lowered their honor. And they sit their front.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So to kiriza mu kigambo kya Katonda.
We believe in the word of God.
So simu bigambo byabantu n'enteekateeka zaabwe.
Words of people and their preparations.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much.
Webaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Olw'akaseera akalungi kaatwongedde.
For the good time he's given us.
Mazima tuli wano ku lulwe.
Lulwe we here for his sake.
Lw'erinnya lye.
For the sake of his name.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. For if it's not the name of Jesus, we know there's no salvation in any other name. Tells that much in the Acts. No salvation in any other name.
So,
now, because we got saved,
for
the name of the Lord Jesus.
For
in it is salvation. In the heavens and earth, it's the name known where there is salvation. And when we say, we speak and we have no Savior, and we cannot speak that you are the Savior above others. We don't speak it like that. When we speak like that, we demean His name.
You
know, there are songs we've been singing that it is you, Jesus, better than other saviors. And
it's
that what there is darkness in it.
When
it says there's no salvation in any other name in the heavens and earth except in the name of the Lord Jesus.
And
himself, he says, is the mighty to save.
When
he
is
the Savior above others, as if you mean there are other Saviors.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That song needs light within it. That's why we rarely see some, we're still correcting them. He is the Savior above others. Are there other Saviors? Have you ever
asked
there is another Savior and is a bit cheaper? We had no salvation in any other name except the name of the Lord Jesus.
So
now it's not the one who is above others, but it's the only Savior we have. And when we sing that it is you, Jesus, the only Savior we have.
There's
not any other. Now he's better than others. Who are the others?
Don't
you expect that word we've been completed well?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
gathered here for the name of Jesus. In it is the only salvation. No salvation in any other name in the heavens and earth.
We've
come to move glorify that name. For it's the name of the Father which He gave the Son.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And when we too, we are told, what is the name of the Lord?
Yes.
He is Jesus.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
We are
going to baptize the name of Jesus.
It's
the name of God. You've not read the scripture.
That
name of my Father He gave me. The name is for the Father. The name is of the Holy Spirit. You know, to say the Holy Spirit, it is not His name. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. But who is His name? Okay, maybe let's say Mr. Perfect as His name is. His works. That is the name of His work. But His rightful name is who? Yes, He said God the Father.
That's
the name of His work as He does as the Father. But what is His rightful name? The other is the one.
Who
is the one who said to speak? That is the name of His work. But what is His real name?
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
God is good. He will be teaching us.
And
you say God the Father.
Yes,
that is His work, for He is the Father. And He is God.
But
what is His real name?
Most
people say Jehovah. Others say He is the I am. For He told them, I am who I am. And they
said,
perhaps that is His name. Today we shall discuss about His name. Either Jehovah is what? Jehovah means what?
Okay,
is He Joshua? For others say He is the third. Others say that Joshua. And we others say is Jesus. But when you look at Yeshua, Jehovah, we
are going
to get out the name Jesus.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You would have brought the meaning of that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we thank God
who
has brought us even today. We are going to go in the call of our nation, Uganda. We are right in the third phase of the call of the nation, Uganda. But in all what I first tell you, there is no time anymore. Time is almost passing by. There is no time. Those of the watchtower appeared in tonight. The angels of season and time. And they say there is no time. There is no time. I met the angel of counsel in the vision today. And the angel told us there's no time. There is no time. You know the angel of the season and time. I met him in a vision.
He
was gathering some things we meant to use in this ministry. Now, when coming, the image appeared as someone I've ever met before. And in the same time, I told him, "You've met before." He told me in the season's marks. I discovered the code. When discovered in the season's marked, I realized the angel of counsel. That's how
it
brought out in his rightful image, his horse. But when he spoke in the season's marks, I realized it's the one.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
He says the season's marked. I asked him, what does that mean?
The seasons
months of fulfilling the call of Uganda, we are in that season, and there's no more time.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
But
we must thank God the living. Glorify him, give him glory and honor. I'm going to speak of that. Why did he speak? Time is past. Let's enter in the prayer. Father Almighty, we glorify you and give you glory and honor. We thank you for the good time you've given us, even this day. Lord, you don't this day. Don't ask the rim above this world, O King of Kings. We know to you it never gets night, but every time day. But unto us, Lord,
don't
ask in Genesis 1, verses 14, 1 to 20. Put the sun and the moon and the stars, count the season and time, which they have counted well in the time dawns, as we speak under this sun.
That's
why we give you glory and honor.
For
you took off the shadow of the night, and we are still living in the spiritual world and in the physical world. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for many of our brethren
all
over the world, for you have given them time of repenting, of aligning themselves. Like you first spoke, when you first the Holy Spirit, in the second Peter, chapter 3, verses 8, and 10, that you
not
slack and bring the end as the other thing, but you've been waiting. You don't want any of us to get destroyed, but we can be saved.
That's
why we thank you, Father, for that time you moved on
hard
enough. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Great season for this. The Bible says, Romans 8, verse
30,
Matthew 34, that you are on the right hand of the Father, the right hand.
mukama
mukutega yiyawo
erikitaffe
okusabira obudde
nga toyagala ekomeire tukema
nga tetunaba kwetereza
tukwebaza kitaffe
tukwebaza mukama waffe yesu
olw'akaseera akalungi ako
kwogenda otwongerayo kwogenda otusabira
bulijjo erikitaffe
era nga twebaza omwoyo omutukuvu
bulijjo akkiriza
okusigala naffe
mu biro ebitwongerwa
kubanga oba oliawo
ayo omwoyo w'ekisa
wandibadde watulekawo
olw'ebiro ebyokukolako nga biweddeyo
naye mukama waffe yesu
bulijjo asaba obudde
weyongere okusigala naffe
weyongere okuweereza naffe
tukwebaza omwoyo w'amazima
kubanga wajja mubikolwa by'abatume
esula ey'okubiri
naye okuva emyaka egyo gyonna
ng'oli
mu nsi kuno
ng'onoonya
abaana ba katonda
okubakulemberamu
namba lumu esula y'omunaana
onyula ekkumi n'ennya
era watunoonya naffe
bayibuli kyeva etugambye
mu efeso bbiri
twalokoka lwagisa
kyetuva tuyimusa amaloboozi
gaffe
nga leero sseba katonda ffe omwesigwa
fe ffenna abakuŋŋaanye
wano mukama
nga tuyimusa amaloboozi
gaffe
eri gwe mukama
okukwebaza
kubanga watugamba
wafiripo
esula y'okuna
onyula omukaaga
tukutegeze
nga bitwetaaga
okuyita mu kusaba
mu kwenenya
ne mu kwebaza
tukugulumiza
kitaffe
ali waggulu eggulu
lyonna
kubanga bayibuli
yogera ku ggwe
mu yobu
esula
y'abirimu omunaana
onyolwa abiri
paka abiri mu munaana
tyosinzira
waggulu w'eggulu
n'olaba
mu ggulu lyonna
ne ku nsi
era bayibuli yegamba
tine
wankubadde ng'oli mukulu
soba
ekitaffe tonyooma muntu
yenna
tukwebaza mukama olw'obutatunoonyi
kunyooma
weebala otugabanyamu
obulokozi
n'ekitiibwa kyo ssebu kitaffe
era
tukwebaza mukama waffe yesu
olw'okutwagala
n'okutuuka kaakano
tuyimusa
amaloboozi gaffe mukama
tuleeta
ebibala ebyokwebaza ssebu
tetuyinza
kulemerwa kwebaza
amakya
gaaleero mukama
buli muntu
gwawa omumwa
lwateekamu
olulimi mukama
yandigwanidde
okukwebaza
kubanga
bingi by'otukoledde
mukama
naffe tukugulumiza
naffe
tukwebaza kitaffe
tukwebaza
mukama waffe yesu
tukwebaza
omwoyo omutukuvu
olw'ebirungi
10
ebituweereddwa ssebu
tukwebaza
omwoyo omutukuvu
olw'okutulungamyanga
bulijjo
era
nga
tukusaba
oyongere
okutulungamya
oyongere
okutukulembera
oyongere
okukkiriza okubeera ekirabo gye tuli
kubanga
bayibuli yongera mikolo y'abatume
esula
ey'okubiri
onyolwa
38
paka
40
nti mwenenye
munaweebwa
ekirabo
ye mwoyo omutukuvu
aye
omwoyo omutukuvu
tunaakwebaza
tutya
bw'ataagaana
kubeera kirabo
nga
twebazibwa
olw'okulokoka
ffe bennyini
ssebo
omwoyo omutukuvu
si kyawenkanya
eri
ffe nga bwe tulaba
kubanga
bayibuli yeekugambye
nti
mwenenye
munaweebwa
ekirabo
ye mwoyo omutukuvu
aye
omwoyo w'amazima
okwenenya
kwaffe
kuwonya
mmeeme zaffe
naye raba
bwe wasalawo okukkiriza
n'obeera
ekirabo gye tuli
ayi kabaka
bakabaka
twongera okukuwa
ekifo ekisooka
era
nga tumanye oli kirabo
ekitagulibwa
ssente
wabula
ekiweebwa abo bokka
abeetereeza
abeenenya ssebo
kubanga
mukama waffe yatugamba
mu ngeri
esula esooka
onyolwa23
mukkirize
mwenenye
mukkirize
okunenya kwange
n'abayiwako
omwoyo wange
anaabuleeta
otutegeera ebigambo byabwe
naffe
tuli wano aye omwoyo
w'amazima
era nga tukwetaaga
nnyo n'okukirawo
tukwetaaga
otubikulira
ebigambo by'omu kitabo
kino
era nga
tukwetaaga
mukama
okuyitibwa
kw'eggwanga
okutuukirizibwa
wamu
n'okutwala
enjiri y'obwakabaka
bwa katonda
n'obutuukirivu
obwakabaka
bw'omuggulu
okwetula
ensi yonna
okuzimba
ekkanisa obuto
ayi
katonda ffe omwesigwa
abatukuvu
ba yesu
abaana ba
katonda
tukusaba
omwoyo omutukuvu
otutegeeza
ebigambo by'omu kitabo
kino tweyongere
okumanya amazima
nago
gatufuula ab'eddembe
tweyongere
okutukula
olw'ekigambo
kye tuwulira
tubeere
abatukuvu
kale bwe
tunaasabanga
esaala zaffe
ziggibwenga
mukama
kubanga
esaala y'omutuukirivu
ekola
bingi mukama
tukwebaza
ssebo kabaka ba kabaka
tukwebaza
kitaffe
tukwebaza
mukama waffe yesu
tukwebaza
omwoyo w'amazima
era
nga twebaza
olw'enjere ba
malayika erikola
naffe mu kuweereza
kuno
kubanga
bayibuli yegambye
mu kubikulu
22
olw'omunaana
n'olw'omwenda
malayika
gabulyeri
ng'agamba
tuli
bakozi wamu
n'abo
abakwata
ekigambo kya
katonda abakwata
ebigambo by'omu kitabo
kino tusaba
ejira bamalayika
abaddoomezi
abakutta
amakondeero
7
okuduumira
mu mulimu
guno
ogw'okuddamu
okubulira enjiri
y'obwakabaka bwa katonda
n'obutuukirivu
obwakabaka
bw'omu ggulu
n'okuzimba
ekkanisa ya katonda
abaana ba
katonda
abatukuvu
ba katonda
era
nga tusaba ejira
bamalayika abo
abakutta
ebyokulwanisa
okubikulirwa
15
olunya
olusooka
paka
olw'omukaaga
batukulembere
okulwanisa
omubi sitaani
paka
nga tuwangudde
paka
ng'ekkanisa y'oluvannyuma
erikuntikko
waggulu
olusozi
olw'ekitiibwa kyo
okumanya
okujjudde
n'ekitiibwa kyo
mukama
babirabisiddwa
mu
linnya erya mukama
waffe yesu
tusabye
n'okwebaza
kwonna
amen
mukama
akuwomese Yesu yibazibwa Uganda. Tugenda kuba tugenda mu maaso. Yesu yibazibwa nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
Mwasize mutya mu nyina mukama wa Yesu.
How have you been in the name of Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Buliza ku muganda wo.
Greet of your companion.
Omugambe tweyongerayo era nga tugenda mu kuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
Or one going to the call of the nation Uganda.
Tuli mu phase eyokusatu.
We are right in the third phase.
Oba akatundu akokusatu.
Or the third part.
Akokuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
The call of the nation Uganda.
Okuyitibwa kwa okuyitibwako gwe muna Uganda.
You call us you Ugandan.
Nawe mukwano gw'eggwanga.
You the friend of the nation.
Nabo mwenna abaagala Katonda okwetuula ensi yonna. Abatuukiriza ngeri esuli y'omunaana kkumi na musanvu. Katonda nga ayagala bamwagala. N'abanyiikira
okumulowooza
era nga balina okumulaba. Singa batunuulira Yeremiya 29 olunya olw'ekumi paakumi na bbiri ne bamunoonya ne bamulaba ne bamwekenneenya. Mukama mwesigwa okulabika nga agenda mu maaso n'okweyanjula gye
bali
ng'ayita mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
When he passes through the nation Uganda.
So nga tukyeyongerayo n'okutuuka ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
As we move with the call of the nation Uganda.
Era nga mu katundu kano akookusatu.
And in this third part.
Mwe tulabira Katonda bwe yabikkula okuyitibwa kwa Uganda.
In which we see how God revealed the call of Uganda.
Mu ngeri ez'emirundi esatu.
In the three types. Three ways.
Era nga twalaba nti Katonda yabikkula okuyitibwa kwa Uganda.
And we saw that God revealed the call of Uganda.
Mu bunnabbi obuli mu byawandiikibwa eby'amazima.
The prophecies and the scriptures of truth.
Mu Bayibuli ekitabo ekitukuvu.
Bible the holy book.
Ako twakamaliriza.
That one we've finished it.
Ne twolekera okulaba engeri Katonda bwe yabikkula okuyitibwa ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
We want to see how God revealed the call of Uganda.
Ng'ayita mu history ayogerwako okwetula ensi yonna.
When he passed this word spoken of all over the world.
Asinzira ku byawandiikibwa eby'amazima.
Based on the scriptures of truth.
So nga ekitundu oba engeri eyokusatu.
And the third way.
Katonda gye yabikkulamu okuyitibwa kwa Uganda.
How God revealed the call of Uganda.
Ng'ayita mu bunnabbi.
When he passed through the prophecies.
Okuyita mu baweereza be.
Through his ministers.
Okuva mu nsi yonna.
From all over the world.
Ne mu Uganda.
Even right within Uganda.
Mu AD.
In the AD.
Era nga tuzze tunyonyokwa okukolesebwa kuno okw'emirundi ena.
And we've been getting explained of this vision of the four types.
Omanyi bannabbi bangi okuva mu Uganda.
You know many prophets from Uganda.
N'okuva wabweru wa Uganda.
And outside Uganda.
Abazize batuwa obunnabbi.
Who have been giving us prophecies.
Okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
The call of the nation Uganda.
Omulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo wansi w'enjuba.
God's final work on the planet Earth.
Nga gusinzira mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
And spacing the nation Uganda.
Uganda ng'erina oteekateeka amawanga gonna.
Uganda is meant to prepare all the nations.
Nga yesooka okweteekateeka.
And it's what first prepares itself.
Olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
For the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Nga tuddamu okubuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
And to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
N'okuzimba obuggya.
And to rebuild.
Ekkanisa ya Kristo.
The church of Christ.
Abatukuvu be.
His saints.
Kuluno nga si bizimbe.
This time is not the buildings.
Naye nga abamu ku bannabbi be twanokolayo.
Some of the prophets we marked out.
Obunnabbi bungi.
Many prophecies.
Naye twanokolayo obunnabbi bwa mirundi ena.
But we picked out four type of prophecies and visions.
Okuli abasajja abava mu Australia.
Where there are men who came from Austria.
Wilhelm Watzel.
Wilhelm Watzel.
Ne Emily Klein.
And Emil Klein.
Nga balesa okwolesebwa ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
And they brought the vision of the nation Uganda.
Kwa wandikiwa mawulire ga New Vision newspaper.
It was written in the New Vision newspapers.
Mwaka gwa 1992.
In the 1992.
Omwezi gwali gwa 11.
It was the November.
Ennaku z'omwezi 13 ne 14.
And it was the 13th and the 14th.
Yes, yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bagamba nti Katonda atadde base mu Uganda.
They said God had put his base in Uganda.
Okola omulimu gwe ogusembayo.
To do his final work.
Twamala dda okunyonnyoka ebyali okwolesebwa okwo.
God explained what was in that vision.
Then tulina okwolesebwa.
Now we have another vision.
Okw'omu ku bannayuganda.
One of the Ugandans.
Omutume John Mulinde.
Apostle John Mulinde.
Owa Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
ne World Trumpet Mission.
With the World Trumpet Mission.
Mukatabo akamanyidwa egwanga masanganze.
It's a book known as Nation and the Crossroads.
Obunabbi ku Uganda.
Prophecy on Uganda.
Ngamwe mwali okuyibwa ko moyo mutu mbuju.
It was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the full.
Mirongo sangu eranga gemaso ga katondo omusango.
The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God.
Tutandikira mu gwanga lya Uganda.
Start from the nation Uganda.
Nokurukota okora omusizona.
It will flow to work in all the world.
Ekyo nno twaki nyonyoka ku mulundi guli.
That one we got explained of it last time.
Tulina akatundu ketulina okunyonyoka
lyo. We have a portion we are to get explained today.
Nga bana Uganda
and the Ugandans
nemikwano jaffe
and our friends
tugenda kuba tukutebendera
going to be holding a flag of revival
na tugenda tumulichiza amawanga gonago
and move on lighting to all nations of the world
odondo tulioke tunyonyoke ati ubona byo bokusata
then we get explained of the third prophecy
wo Uganda kuva mu Nigeria
of the brother from Nigeria
John Kania That's
a vision of the nation Uganda.
It
eat a great words in these.
Of
getting explained.
Then to Japoletwa Okodisiwa Okokuna.
Then we shall bring the fourth vision
of Uganda. Mwara Owechiwa Yoweri Museveni Kakuta.
The daughter of His Excellency Yoweri Kakuta Museveni.
Patience Ruawogo.
Patience Ruawogo.
Yafuna okodisiwa ku Uganda.
She got a vision on Uganda.
Kwatandika ine emyaka 11.
It began when she was 11 years.
Nga omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And the light of the word of God.
Ulina kuva mu Uganda.
It's meant to come from Uganda.
Kubuna ensi yonna.
To support the entire world.
Na ye atugenda okuddayo wali eri.
But as we are going to get back.
Natukyanyonyoka ebyo ebiri mu kodisiwa k'omutume John Mulinde.
I'll still get explain what's in the vision of Apostle John Mulinde. I want to reach out to you the vision God brought today. And
say
the time of fulfilling the call of the nation Uganda. It has come.
And
there's no more any other time to wait.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
There
was a vision which I was into. And I met one man in that vision. But that place I met him, he was gathering things to be used in this call.
And
I had not known what he was gathering.
He's
getting firewood things.
He's
gathering water. He was collecting many things. And he had a house, was piling them in. But I had ever met him right there before. And I told him, I have ever seen you in this place.
He
spoke in the seasons which were marked.
Yes, he
was praise Jesus
so much.
It
needs
me to understand
that
this is the angel of counsel, the angel of the
scales,
angel of season and time.
Spoken
much in the book of Revelations, Revelations 6 and verses 5 and 6. Angel of the measurements and scales, angel of the measurements of the seasons and times.
They
move much on the black horses.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much.
When he
spoke, I immediately understood it.
According
to the code and the word he has used.
Falls
in the angels of seasons and times. The angels of scales.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so
much.
Spoken much in Revelation 11, verses 1 to 3.
The
angel gave me a measuring rate.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. And in the Zechariah
2,
I understood
that
he depicted the image of his true image of an angel.
He
brought out his horse.
Everything
that's meant to have, he brought it out with the scales.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
He
took him back, he get back with the image I found
in
him. Then I asked him the word seasons and time. Why has it been the code in his speaking with me? Told me the season and time of fulfilling the call of Uganda.
It's already arrived. There's no more waiting.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I began to rush in the heart to see how have I prepared.
We were to sing a singer.
Not prepared. What am I going to do? And I go to look through what we study and what we
have
written. And it was running random. And the thoughts moved quick. I saw the demand as much.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I told him, what are we going to do? He told me, come and we go. He sat me on the horse. He took me. He went on visiting Uganda. When we reached the place, he showed me a choir of this place.
I told
them, you, time is up. And the choir looked, time is up. Of what? Look, they're asking time of what?
This
call of Uganda has to be fulfilled now. There's no more waiting. And we moved elsewhere. Brethren who gather from your cities, others on their business, and they say, you are lying yourself. Time is up.
When you
feel the call, time is up.
Don't
hear some of them are big headed.
They pause and they go through and stop.
They say, I will align myself slow.
And the Uganda!
Time is finished. Fulfill that call. Everyone went to look for what to use. Truly, we're not prepared. Those who close business cards,
everyone
need to close the good clothing. Time is left to them. Those
without
books, those without Bibles. We are going to remain there, others coming.
You go
attack those who plan even the nation Uganda. Attack the funeral. You go on the funeral of those who are planning evil on Uganda. I told him, all along you to you bury. He told me, all along we bury in hell. Each one in installments. I told him, what does that mean?
They are going to take
their time and season of their death has come.
There
are some politicians I know even with their names. And if you hear tomorrow they have gone, don't cry.
First,
they are going to come for them, wanting to cause chaos in this nation. Akati twabadde tugenda.
Now as we were going, Balasiya agenda nyumiza. Be on his horse speaking with me.
Ne tusingana ababadde bayimbe nyimbo.
Those who are singing songs.
Naziringanga gospel.
And they seem to be gospel songs.
Empulira ya bayimbi abamu bemanyi
ddala. I have some musicians I know well.
Akati nga bayimba babadde bade bagala kuyimba ku bamalayi.
They wanted to sing about the angels.
Ababinyodde nyodde.
And they have twisted what they think.
Kati ne wajjo mbulizi wenji.
And there came a preacher.
Nabagamba tulina olukungaana.
Told them we have a conference.
Lwa basumba bonna okuva mu nsi.
All pastors from
okuva mu nsi yonna.
From the entire world.
Kati bwe yabagambye bwati.
When you say
that. Nenda mu lukungaana olwo nga balutadde.
I saw they have put that conference.
Naye nga boogera enjiri nga baginyola.
But they speak the gospel twisting it.
Kati na malayika ono n'agamba.
And this angel said.
Nabo tugenda kulumbeerwa.
Even those ones who are going to go on their funeral.
Kakati nimugamba olumbeerwa. Okuziika okwamwe mukukolerawo.
You bury, you do it from where?
Iri lwaki mubaziika?
And why you bury them?
Yabamu bosi wetu kufukulira.
Some of them are not ready to align themselves.
Mukuyitibwa kuno kwa Uganda.
This call of Uganda.
Era nga baagala okubeera enkongo.
And they want to be a stumbling block.
Yagala okuziyiza okuyitibwa.
We want to hinder that call.
Olw'ebikolwa byabwe
bitasaana. Because of their actions which are not right.
Kakati abantu nga bali eyo boogera ku baagambye.
And they say. Wabadde
omubulizi n'abulira n'agamba.
The preacher I preached he said.
Ebiramu ebina,
the four living creatures,
ebyo ebiwuka ebina,
those are the four insects.
Tebibeera mu ggulu kakati biyina
we bibeera. In heaven they have a place they live.
N'agirega yagereza ebintu bingi nnyo ne baserafu n'abagirega ne bamalayika.
Even the angels.
Kakati nagamba oyo tumukolera.
And say what should we do to such a person?
Nesiri kakati na kyakudda.
I had no answer.
Kubanga ndabadde n'ekyobukambwe mu mutima.
I had something harsh in my heart.
Olw'obujereze obwo.
For that scorning they spoke.
Naye ne nkisirikira n'agamba naye nawe okimanyire ndala mu mutima
gwe. You do you know in your heart.
Ekyo kyennyini ekirina okubakolerwa.
That's supposed to be done to them.
Mugamba okwagala kwa Katonda
kwe kubakolerwa. Let God's will be done.
Kati ne tugenda.
And we went.
Ne tusingana bannabyabufuzi n'era nga bakubye
okukungaana. Politics, politicians have made a rally.
Naye nga si bubako. Bali na sio bali mukambo tulina okulwana mu Uganda.
And they say we have to fight in Uganda. We are going to fight.
Kalina ngamba
he told me
abo bena gambia na nabo kugenda kulumbeerwa.
Those two we are going to attack them to, on their funeral. We are going to on their funeral.
Tugenda kubazika.
We are going to bury them.
Nanga chigenda okutwala ennaku ntono nnyo okutandika okuziikako abamu
kwa. It's going to take a few days to begin bury some of those.
So owulirayo gwe baziika.
If you hear someone they bury.
Like
some of those who have just been buried before.
We see
those were some of the samples of burial.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we moved on.
And we
reached another place.
There were
youth.
Girl
and boy youth. And they wanted to begin ministries.
When
they wanted to begin a ministry, that angel reached and told them, those who have gone to nations,
there
are things they're going to tell them we are going to do, how the gospel will appear. He told them, show of us.
And one was given
to demonstrate how Christ appears. And he failed. Another was given to pass through a narrow. How can he spread through it?
He
failed to call the angels
who
are to help him pass there.
Give
them benefits, each one.
And
the youth never passed the test. And told me, you test on them, show them the sample, how things are meant to be. After I sampled them, you two sit down.
Angels
who come back, help you in understanding. And the vision ended there.
So chigena Twitter kisamu.
Now it's going to require us to prepare in a different way. And the call of the nation of Uganda, we're going to add in much strength in it. But we are workers together with God. We have to do our greatest part. It will do his part.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
So, whatever chuka chuka.
Now, when you see changes,
we find
next Sundays we are going to study only the call of the nation. Until we have launched it.
journey of heaven will be there on the Thursday and the Friday.
Then Satan
and the Satan schemes on two church on Tuesday and the Wednesday. But the call of the nation Uganda
is
to have two services on the Sunday
till
we have launched it. All
these
will stand in the journey of heaven.
They
help us know what we are to fulfill in the call of Uganda.
Once
we study the schemes of Satan,
both
to help us fulfill the call of the nation Uganda.
Now we want to balance
those three things.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much.
Now
the vision showed that
there's
no time. Are we together?
Someone
has a vision also? Praise Jesus, brethren. What Apostle has spoken of is right. May the message God gave it to me
next week but one.
Last week but one.
Yandaga wa Uganda.
He showed me, brethren.
Yalete chiroto.
He brought a dream.
Ngangamba tigoloko kuhubulire njiri Uganda.
He told me, arise, preach the gospel Uganda.
Nestuka.
I awoke.
Netandiko kutambula.
I began to move.
Nenga ngamba yangu wanyonyo.
He told me, rush quick.
Era mchiwato change nalisi vye moru kuba.
Did my dream pull a bell for me?
Nga ninane runo ava edda beba itangolu endo leba sena mutogero.
And I heard that
ngalulimu amazi aboluganda ngantambula ngenda ngamba.
I moved on proclaiming
tigoloko kagoloko ka Uganda.
Arise, arise Uganda.
Oyo olangirire obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Proclaim the kingdom of God
na madaga Yesu Kristo
and the coming back of Jesus.
Nganjogera nnyo nnyo nnyo
out aloud.
Era nentambula nnyo nye kitundu kyali kinene nga neetoloola
a big portion moving around.
Newe natuke yewala.
When I reached far,
omoyo munda munze nayogera ngagamba.
The spirit in me spoke saying,
nti bagambe,
that tell them,
nti anagana okukola,
the one who refused to work,
omubiri gwe kugenda kuchuka afuke nga bwolaba olususu lwa gonya.
Their body will be transfigured to become like a crocodile skin.
Nangamba, nengamba nti, kati nze nenjogera nti, anagana okulangirira ekitiibwa kya obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga Uganda,
and the call of Uganda.
Olususu lwe lugenda kufuuka nga bw'olaba omuti oguvaako ebikuta oba olwaggoonya. Nankyusizaawo ne nfuuka
bwentyo.
Neneyongera nga ngenda ntambula nga bantu bandaba bwentyo bwe nfaanana.
I moved on speaking as people saw me appear like that.
Nangamba nti kati yogera.
He told me now speak.
Nti era anaagaana.
That whoever will refuse.
Agenda bafuula balalu.
Is going to make them mad.
Nja basuula eddalu.
I'll cause you fall mad.
Naye mbaleke nga mwogera ng'ebigambo bimwogera bya magezi nga mubuulira era ekigambo ekyo.
What you speak are of wisdom and you proclaim me that word.
Nengamba nti anaagaana.
I said whoever refuse.
Katonda agenda bafuula
balalu. God is going to make you mad.
Anagana okulangirira madaga Yesu Kristo.
Refuse to proclaim Christ is coming.
Aboluganda nankyusa nefukirawo mulalu.
It changed me, I became mad.
Era nembanga ndi mulalu.
And I was mad.
Nenyeyongera okutambula nga ngenda njogera ekigambo ekyo.
I moved on speaking that word.
Bwe natuuka eyo maaso nanga nti bagambe.
When I reached ahead, he told me, tell them.
Anagana okuwulira obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'amadaga Yesu Kristo ngenda bafuula bakasiru abooluganda n'enziba omumwa kati n'entambula ng'omumwa muzibe naye nga ngeza
okuwoggana nnyo
abansemberera nga ngambasaba peni ne mbawandiike mu bibatu.
I asked pens to write in their palms.
Naye buli eyampanga engalo ng'ebibatu bye baabiwandiikamu nga sinawe nsobola
kuwandiika.
Naye bwe natuuka eyo maaso
ne
nsanga abasajja abasirikale aba military.
The military soldiers. But they had a command they had with. Others had red, another green tape.
Kakati nesaba omwoyo omutukuvu.
I asked the Holy Spirit.
Nemuga kwegayidde nziriza osobole okwogera.
I told you restore ability to that I can speak.
Nebano basobole okutegeera.
These two can understand.
Kakati nasoka bawandika mu bibatu the call of Uganda.
In their palms, the call of Uganda.
Kati abooluganda nga tebategeera.
And they did understand.
Kati Mukama omwoyo omutukuvu nanziriza nesobole okuddamu nenjogera.
The Holy Spirit restored me ability to speak.
Bwe nayogera nyimba luyimbi luyimba lwa ggwanga.
I sang the national anthem.
Era ne nduyimba ebitundu bisatu.
And they sang it three parts.
Nga nabo bwe bayimba mu Luzungu.
And they to speak in English.
Ne mbagamba nti Katonda agambye tekyali budde.
I told them God said no more time.
Atugambye tulangirire obwakabaka bwe n'amadaga Yesu Kristo.
The Lord has proclaimed his kingdom and the coming of Christ.
Abooluganda neva mu kirungu.
And they got out of the dream.
Naye nange natya.
I got so afraid. God bless you.
Yes, you was good.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, you was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, about Uganda.
Now, brethren, there is no more waiting. There is no more waiting. No more time, no more waiting. What is it that nation you know it?
When
we finish the third part of the call of Uganda, we are going to head on the fourth part. We expect that on next Sunday. In there are all the signs which were marked and shown in the scriptures of truth. The signs showing the call of Uganda must be fulfilled in the seasons of those signs. Those signs, they appear like the ones of the coming of Jesus. Now it's amazing.
We
are not going to lay down our hands from today till we do that work. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So let's
move on.
No kunyonyoka.
With getting explained.
Ukorisiwa kwa mtume John Mulinde.
The vision of Apostle John Mulinde.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kunyongereyo.
Let's move on.
No kunyonyoka.
With getting explained.
Kwa mtume John Mulinde.
The vision of Apostle John Mulinde.
Wa prayer mountain in Uganda.
The prayer mountain in Uganda.
The world trumpet mission.
With the world trumpet mission.
Mukatabo akamanyiddwa nga egwanga masanga.
In the book known as the Nation in the Crossroads,
obunabbi ku Uganda,
the prophecy on Uganda,
bwafulumizibwa mwaka gw'1995.
It was released in 1995.
Yes, yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Emyaka wayise egiwerera ddala 20
years. It's past a couple of 20 plus years.
Yes, yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okyanga obunabbi obufuluma.
Ever since the prophecy was released.
Naye nga juzi twanyonyoka. But
last time we got to explain some of the major things in it. When he told us, God told him there will be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The fullness of the Holy Spirit. And he will flow all over the entire world. But at the end,
one
of the parts we have to get explained much today.
We're
going to be moving with the flag of God.
Revival.
All over the entire world. We're united to all the nations.
We're
going to get explained of that part.
God
is going to send his ministers from Uganda. All over the entire world. And they have a flag of revival. Be the light of the world.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
It's
the aspect we want to get explained. How can we have that flag? And how does that flag appear? Which we have to move with in the nations. To lighten the nations.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. When you hear brief of the words in that book, that book appears like that. Let's hear brief.
A Nation at Crossroads. The Province Ewan, Uganda. By Apostle John Malindi of Prayer Mountain, Uganda. And the World Trumpet Mission. God's Province on Uganda. Through Apostle John Malindi in 1995.
Praise Jesus. bakugambi obunabbi kugwanga lya Uganda.
They have said the prophecy on Uganda.
Igwanga mu masanga nzira.
The nation on the crossroads.
Wita mtume John Mulinde.
Apostle John Mulinde.
Iranga yatandikawo World Trumpet Mission.
And is the one who began the World Trumpet Mission.
Fuwa kondero kwetu lesi yona.
To sound the trumpet all over the world.
Yes, we was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Iranga kwa Prayer Mountain Uganda.
Yes, at the Prayer Mountain Uganda. Prophecy was given him in the 1995. But we studied many things in that. We not repeat one by one. We have been seeing them.
God said, a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is about to come upon the nation of Uganda. It is going to transform this nation and the church from what it is today.
He said
the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the nation of Uganda.
Uganda
to transform Uganda
kanisa,
and the church all over the world.
Chieri,
to shift and transform where it is now.
Kanisa,
the
spawn
of the church and things like that.
To
take it in the glory of God. God explained of that Holy Spirit as his fullness is. The seven spirits of God. Is poured out. Which was marked of us of the River Nile. And its source is right in Uganda. Now God explained of all that. But like I've told you, that there is a major word in this message we are going to get explained of. And we are sent as the Ugandans. The flag of God of revival.
To
lighten to all the nations. What we want to understand.
Flag,
that flag.
Finality.
How does it appear?
Flag.
The flag of lighting to nations.
Finality.
How does it appear?
Why
is he saying we are a lamb unto the nations? How can we there become? You know, when you look at that book, it shows the nation at the crossroads. We are called, but we are hanging there. And we don't, and we're lacking what to do. For what told us to do is there.
But
we don't know how to do it. He told us to move with the flag. As we lighten the nation, the flag of revival. But how does it appear?
Yes,
praise Jesus
so much. He
moves on and tells us.
It is going to break many things that has been barriers to this work. It is going to change everything, and glory is name.
He said the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the mighty outpouring, it is to change many things. What have been thorns and the problems which hinder that work of the
whole
of the nation Uganda. He says he's going to take them away after we bring in his glory.
He said, the time has come when my hand is going to open the borders of Uganda. I do not know what exactly that means. I do not know how he going to do it. I can't even imagine how open borders are like.
He says, after that, he was to open borders of Uganda. That we can go to those nations.
There are samples
which appeared of those seasons right from 1995 to the 2000.
There were
borders of Uganda which were open and we welcomed the nations outside
to
be able to take there the light of the world, take the flag of revival, the lamp lightning to nations. But we had not been prepared.
We reached there,
we didn't know what to do.
But he said
that this time it's what is resumed to do. You've heard of the visions we've had before, which the sister has told of us,
which the Holy Spirit gave me, and the other which God gave me,
and
these angels move on to nations open to tell them, right now we are not like they saw us before, but God has restored his glory and resumes to send us again. Let's hear.
But he said, you will have an open nation, for I am going to bring many people from all over the world. People who are suffering, people with heart aches, people who have come to the end of themselves, will come into this nation. For I will make this nation a living fountain, where the riches of my peace will be flowing. When people from different nations shall come to this water, they will receive it, and their heads will receive peace. They will be strengthened. They will rise up under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They will return home with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Many will look to this nation for their solutions, the wise of the world.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
Yagambi, ngabu yasoko gamba mutume John Mulinde.
Say, like he first told Apostle John Mulinde.
He's
going to bring people from all nations of the world. Others have nowhere to run to. Others in the spiritual world have come to an end. In the spiritual world, no more understand what to answer.
Also,
things moving on in the church. Others in the nations. Others have been chased from different places. But in bringing this place, from 1995, they were meant to be filled of the Spirit.
Of
the nation of Uganda made it filled with the Holy Spirit and his fullness. And
he said,
after those people, they'll get back to all nations and they are filled with the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit.
So we
expected something powerful.
Right
now, to get explained what we are to do.
Why
us we can profit as God wants. Decided to begin this ministry of the new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory. Teach his people.
We
teach his children.
They
can profit nations.
So
ask
Isaiah 48:17.
It's me, God, teaching you to profit.
Who
brings you to the way you're to take?
To
take me in the journey of heaven. Wanted to fill us every knowledge.
Journey
of heaven, move through the Bible. Fill is the great knowledge. Those going to come from nations. And everywhere we shall go.
But we
flag and we see us that flag of revival. The lamb. The flag of revival is the lamb.
Which
is going to light into all nations.
For the fire of the Holy Spirit, many will look to this nation for their solutions. The wise of the world, the powerful of the world. And they will come down here to seek counsel from men and women of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He says
the wise of the world, the scientists and the others,
all
the professors of understanding in the world, of the world,
they
have to come to the men and the women serving God.
They
will require of wisdom who is going to be surpassed and great in us.
And
those outside will be amazed. But we prove that in full knowledge. In the beginning of just 1.5 years, which we spend here,
you're going to be pleased
and the knowledge alone.
Truly,
we are that God prepared us to be
as
the nation of Uganda,
in
the friends of Uganda, all those who love God
all
over the world.
He continued to say, I will open the borders of this nation because I am going to rise up men and women of this land, and I will send them to the nations of the world with a flag of revival, and wherever they go, people shall flock amid them, not because of what they are, but because they will see Christ in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He is to raise men and women
in
this nation of Uganda.
And
they are to go with the flag of revival all over the world.
And
many people will run to flock around us.
No,
because we shall be like a very rich nation.
But
precious of knowledge and understanding. And they open ways for us. And they bring the nations to us. He moves on speaking, he says.
The Lord says, I purposed from long ago to change this nation into my own jewel, and I will seal it upon my palm. I will make it glory in the nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He says from the ancient days. That's why the third phase we are on.
It's
the revelation of Uganda's call is in three ways.
That
the scriptures of truth.
That
history spoken over the world.
Basically
in the scriptures of truth.
In
the revelations of vision. God promised from all
the eras. Once the
nation something treasurable.
He would
fill it on the panels of his hands. Be the glory of all the nations.
People
who hear the new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory. That's what he vowed.
And
he fulfills the call of Uganda. To prove the world is filled with knowledge. This knowledge
and
his glory. But he begins right from here.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
He
moves on and he says,
my own jewel, and I will seal it upon my palm. I will make it glory in the nations. I, the Lord, purpose to make it a lamp in the nations. Not because they are worthy, not because of anything good they have done, but because I choose that which I choose.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
He
said, God determined
to
make us the lamp in the world. That's what we want to look onto. We go to the
nations
with the flag of revival.
He
made us a lamp in the world.
So, flag of revival.
Now the flag of revival.
It
become the lamp in the world.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus.
Because
the fullness of the Holy Spirit appearing in the lampstand.
It's
no more lighting to put under a basket, but it's put on the mountain top to light into nations, all the nations. Where do they put the flag? They roll it up to the top. Now that word is a word which is far to send us the flag of revival all over the world. It means
to make
us a lamp in the world. It lightens to all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
he brings our prophecy,
he can't
speak this in Isaiah
18.
It spoke of this our nation. How we are to raise that flag and to sound the trumpet.
And
he speaks this. Let's read it there. Isaiah 18 from verse 1.
Woe, ensi ey'okukwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro. Ey'emitala w'emigga gya Kuusi. Olunya olw'okubiri. Etuma ababaka ku nnyanja mu bibaya ku mazzi ng'eyogera nti mugende mwe ababaka abangu eri eggwanga eggwanvu era eggweweevu eri abantu ababanga ab'entiisa kasookedde babeerawo na guno gujwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Go
unto the nation which wears with wings.
No
wings of angels are wearing around this nation. They are wearing. When the seasons
reach,
angels are to be flying in that nation.
They
sent that nation swiftly.
No,
angels are the ones who fly swift.
When you read in Daniel,
Daniel
9:21. Daniel
9:21. We were omusajja Gabrieli gwe nalaba mu ebyo bye nayolesebwa olubereberye n'abuusibwa mangu n'ankomako nga mu kiseera ekya ssaddaaka eyakawungeezi.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Baani ababuusibwa mangu?
Who are these who fly swift?
Bamalayika.
Angels.
Bayibuli kyeva etugambye.
The Bible told us.
Mu Isaiya 18.
Isaiah
18.
Verse 1 and 2.
Nti woowe eri eggwanga eryo wagwaya kwebyo wawaatiro.
Wearing wings.
E tuma abaka ku mazzi.
He sent messengers on water.
Nabagamba mugende mangu eri eggwanga eryo.
E
tuma abaka ku mazzi.
That nation which sent
messengers. Mwababaka ababuusibwa amangu.
You messengers who fly swift.
Bani ababuusibwa amangu.
Who are these who fly swift?
Kubanga watunywedde mu Daniel esule
y'omwenda. In Daniel 9.
Olunyolwa bimoru.
Verses 21.
Malayi gundi Daniel atugambye.
Daniel tells us.
Nti bwe yalinga akyasaba.
He was in prayer.
Nti omusajja gwe yalaba mu kwolesebwa.
He saw in the vision.
Gabudyeri.
Gabriel.
N'abuusibwa mangu ako.
Flown swift.
Bani ababuusibwa abatumiddwa.
Are these who fly swift
saints? Gwe genda obuuze Mukama.
Go ask God.
Ojja kutaba muno nga mulimu babuuka buli kiseera.
You will see angels are flying every time in Uganda.
Bali mu kutegeka
wano wali. They are preparing here and
there. Bafuma mbagenda mu mawanga.
Go to nations, come back.
Naye nga babuuka tebafocusinga ku nsi ndala yonna kujja.
Don't focus on
nations
when they come.
Nti batukatugende ku
America.
Basuka ne batonnya wano.
First knock in Uganda.
Ne bategeka ne balyoka bagenda mu mawanga.
They go to nations.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
So, but what we get up with Gambo,
we speak of this word.
To be saying, we will not be able to get
it back to prophecies you understand.
Not
what we have begun today.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. That's why he moves on saying.
To say, you Isaiah 18.
Back in Isaiah 18, verses 3.
Isaiah 18, verses 2.
Isaiah 18, verse 2.
Eggwanga erigera era eririnyirira ddala ensi yaabwe emika gigisazeemu mukimanyi bulungi.
You know it very well.
Ensi yaffe emika mingi egikoze
ekyo. Our nation many rivers divided.
Yalambikibwa bulungi nnyo.
It was marked very well.
Naye okusingira ddala baagirambika nnyo n'omugga guno kiyira okusinga obuwanvu.
It was marked with the river Nile, the longest river.
Bw'oyingira mu Isaiah 19.
When you enter Isaiah 19.
Olw'okutaano.
Verse 5.
To 10.
It's when they will explain you of the river Nile. As we got explained before.
But
the nation crossed with many other rivers.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Isaiah 18,
verse 3.
Mwe mwenna abatuula mu nsi, namwe ababeera ku ttaka ly'ensi, ebendera bw'ewanikibwanga ku lusozi. Mulabanga nabagamba.
He told them.
Kakulira kino ekintu kye
tuwogerako. Let me tell you the thing we speak of.
Kiri Katonda yakyogera dda ne mitima gy'abantu.
Dda pop that in the hearts of people long time.
Era bwe bakirinda buliisi.
And they are just waiting for it.
Kyogera okwolesebwa kw'abasajja
b'Australia. That's why the Australian vision.
Abajja mu Uganda mwaka
1997. Came in Uganda in 1992.
Bo bagamba ffe tukimanyi.
They said we know it.
Era Katonda yakoleze nga atadde base
ku ggwanga. God showed this is put based in that nation.
Okola omulimu gw'okusembayo kwetula ensi yonna.
Final work all over the world.
Abantu bavudde bangi mu mawanga
ag'enjawulo. People have come from different nations.
Nga amawanga agahagaagibwa mu bunnabbi buno.
Nations were told this prophecy.
Nti bwe nti muwulire mwenna amawanga.
We are all you nations.
Namwe mwenna abatuula ku ttaka ly'ensi.
On the land of the world.
Ne bw'okwata bukwasi bw'oti ku ttaka.
If you touch on the ground like
this. Mwogamba buli atu ali ku ttaka ly'ensi.
Where is on the land of the ground.
Wonna w'oli.
Everywhere you are.
Gula okutu.
Open your ears.
Kukwe ekitanga lya Uganda. Baba yina okuwulira.
They have to hear.
Singa oba okakasa ky'oyogera.
If you prove what you speak.
Kubanga oyimirira mu bunnabbi obugamba buli ayimiridde ku ttaka ly'ensi.
That prophecy says whoever stands on the land of the world.
Wulira eggwanga eryo.
Hear that nation.
Otunule era olabe bwe liyimusanga bendera.
See how it raises the banner.
Ye bendera yalifa yiko gy'owulira.
The lack of revival you
hear. Etabaasa.
The lamp.
Eyokumulisiza amawanga.
Of lighting to nations.
Naye nga tuba tulina kubanga tujjudde emyomusanvu
egya Katonda. Must be filled with the seven spirits of God.
Mu magezi ne mukutegeera.
In the wisdom and understanding.
Era bw'ogisingana nga tugitadde wonna wonna.
See we've put it everywhere.
Eyo ye bendera yatugambibwa okuyimusa.
Flag told us to raise.
Tulina flag andala.
We have no any other flag.
Abadde basubira tugera tusanga
ni flag. Those who find us with flags raising them up like this.
Ojja kulaba weyo ne ya Uganda.
That one and that of Uganda. And of the entire world.
Abani abali balabe ku flag yesi.
Who have ever seen the flag of the entire world?
Ojja kugira.
You will see it.
Obeye shite jikola nga fetugena jiba.
If the world has never made it, we are going to show it today. That is very, 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 very yajiwandika yo mawanga
liwaga
bagenda okubera yo
abayi no Jesus the rainfall has to raise the flag
furage yo nabuli kinyonyi nabuli ngoko na buli kimu kijimani
bad every head everyone knows it except human beings
umanyi yasoko kuyimisa furage
raise the flag in colors
eri mukara isita
kumusangwe za bwe seven colors of rainbow
yabura ba emyo musangwe
like you see the seven spirits of God
ah hey Uganda simani
but Uganda don't know
kubanga ye katonga okwagala kwatula
kyoko God the love he showed us is much
kale tukenda kokwogera ku katonda nje
tofali
furage ukasatu maro wanika furage ye kikondo kyetta
after we raise the flag of the lampstand
ye miyo musambi jaka ngana yo tujiyigiza
we involve it also
so zijja kuyimiranga satu wali
we standing three flags
lampstand
lampstand
furage ye siyo
flag of the Taiwan we don't know and that of Uganda
Aya okay kali katuyongere mu Isaya
Isaya esule ye 18 n'olunyiri olwokusatu
Isaiah 18 verse 3
erekondere bulifu yibwanga muulire muuliranga
nti amawanga guna bagagamba
all nations we are told
agatula ku nsi
all the sin on the world
utakali ensi
on the land of the world
nti gwange bulifu bweli musanga furage
nation raises that flag
era nifu we kondere
sound the trumpets
muulirenga
you hear
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Since is a zozi mubona bimwezi.
No, nations are in the prophet.
Wetu handika mutandi so yogero lawa bati bakuli.
You just begin and see whether they not hear you.
Kubanga bunabbi obuli mu matuga abo.
Prophecy in their ears.
Buli alinya kutaka Yesu.
One steps on the land of the world.
Nibona agenda munyanya.
Do you go under the ocean?
Ero jawuli lebigambo bino.
Hear these words.
Isaya esule ye 18 n'olunyiriri olwokuna
Isaiah 18 verses 4
Kubanga bwacho mukama bwangambye nti ndi sirika era ndiraba nganyima mu kifo kyange wentu de ng'olubugumu olutemagana mu musana ng'ekire eky'omusulo mu lubugumu olw'omubiro ebyokukunguliramu Olimyo lokutanga
agamba
he says
ndi ajafuna yakasera bifungo okuyitibwa okutukuna bakoje
the time before the call comes
asoke yetu yetulire mutebe yabarabu
on his throne to see and look at them
yefure Musa atali
who claim not to be in the world
bakole bibagala banabi bobulimba amadini
everything
ngaji ali atu
and he seated
alinde biro bya makungura
wait the seasons of harvest
nagendo tuma omwana we kutunona
send his son to come for us to arise afresh
Erate mwewuja.
Don't be surprised.
Katonde banga lya mazenga asirikire.
All the time is spent. Lili mubona bibwe. It's in the prophecies of his.
Buli omuna avayo nakola buli kya yagala.
Do whatever they wanted.
Nga asiris
and is silent.
Naga kati ebironga bituse.
The way seasons come.
Nenda kuvayo banambuli.
Arise the
mubiro byo kungura.
In the seasons of harvest.
Yo kunone kanisa.
Coming for church.
Etali nabala ni wankuba dolufu.
No sport not a recall.
Isaya esule ye 18 n'olunyiriri olwokutanga
Isaiah 18 verse 5
Kubanga okukungulanga tekunnabaawo okumulisanga kuwedde
agamba ngatanna tuma onajjo okumutunona
before he sent the one to
come for us there
has to be a blossoming
omusana omunyo ogw'ekigambo kya
light of the word of God
nga omanya makungula gali mba marayi
harvest involve angels
wasoma ku bibuwa 14
Revelation 14
marayi kali nechi wabiona
angel with a sickle
najira kungule
went to harvest
mwe baline kati ba
even now they are
right linga manga makungula
when the harvest
gana tuka ko kunona abantu
ku fresh to come for the saints
tuchimanye mulunyi ndi mukama afu bwana aba
no will when Jesus will come
umatai abiri munya
Matthew 24
abiri muenda paka 7
mu 9 to 31
agenda tuma ba malaika be banona aba
since his angels come for the saints
okuva mu nsonde nyeza
right from the four corners of the world
na yenga tchinna bakubawo okumulisanga kuwe
the blossoming when it's done
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
yetu tunulide
flag
yetu tuogera
at the flag is
Uganda jali nokusitu
which you got to raise
Furage yali fayi
flag of revival
itabaza mawanga
the lamp in the nations
okumulisa amawanga agambye ng'amakungula
tegannatuuka
okumulisa nga kwe kusoosa
okukuka
era kye tuliko
wano
Isaiah esula ey'ekumi n'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano kubanga okukungula nga tekunnabaawo okumulisa nga kuwedde n'ekimuli nga kifuuka zabbibu eyengera aliwawaagula obutabi n'ebiwabyo n'amatabi agalanda aligaggyawo n'agatema
ng'amulisa ng'amakungula
teganaakugira
buno obutabitabi bukanisa kanisa obwesimbyesimbye buyenga bwa bulimba teri bibala wawaagula yatugamba mu Yokaana
15
buli ttabi eririmu
eritabala
bibala
kitange
alisuula wabweru likala balisuula mu nnyanja
y'omuliro
agenda sooka awawaagule si buli kimu mu kigenda kwogera tuli kanisa ya
Yesu
tuli kanisa
y'ekibuga
era
teweewuulirawayagala
okumala gatandika
byotatiojja
kuba wakatandika nga
bakuwawaagula
sooka omale okwekenneenya ebiro bizibu
bino
ebiro bitulimu si biro bya bannabbi ba
bulimba
ebyabo biweddeko
yabawa
akaseera bakole obulimba bwabwe n'asirika kati mu kaseera ak'okuvaayo
oku
weetandise ng'olina
kuba bulimba
Isaiya essuula ey'ekkumi n'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga galirekerwa wamu ennyonyi ez'amaddu ez'oku nsozi n'ensolo ez'ensi era ennyonyi ez'amaddu zirigatuulako mu kyeya n'ensolo zonna ez'ensi zirigabeerako mu ttoggo olunyo olw'omusanvu mu biro ebyo ekirabo kireetebwa mukama ow'eggye eky'abantu abawanvu era abaweweevu n'okuva
ekirabo ekyo mukimanyiiko
you know of that gift
twogera ku mwoyo omutu
we speak of the Holy Spirit
wanga ayogera bikatu bikwa batu
mushire yo kubira in Acts 2
asatu monana
at the 8
paka makumi ana
and 40
bana mutano
agaba 45
kimwene nyemu nawe bwekira
repent you'll be given a gift
ye mwoyo omutu
it is the Holy Spirit
bwamala namu abawe bilamu
after he gives you gifts yourself
mujimanye ti agaba bilamu
no he gives
gifts wanga yeke kirabe chikuru
he is the major gift
rubanyi managa be bilamu bya abantu
wa abali mu ggwanga eryo bannabbi batume obulaabojjawanebwobwe oyagala otulina ozuula ekirabosobola beera mufuunulegiatomanyi kirabo kyo era ogenda beeramu katono ogizuule ozuule oba oli mutuma oba oli nabbi oba oli musomo oba oli ki oba oli muyimbi kyonna kyoli olina okizuula ono tetubeera nabantu batezuula kubanga abatezuula bebaabulaokyabuze Isaiya essuula ey'ekkumi n'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu mu biro ebyo ekirabo kirireeterwa mukama ow'eggye eky'abantu abawanvu era abaweweevu n'okuva eri abantu abaabanga ab'entiisa kasookedde babeerawo na guno gujwa eggwanga erigera era eririnnyiririra ddala ensi yaabwe emigga gigisazeemu
nsi yaffe emigga
gikozeeggwanga
ne libadde eryamaanyi okuva
ddala
buli alijjako alyogerako mu
histori
ekkula
lyafirika
ggwanga nga lyamaanyi kuva
dda
atebirizaamu otunulira ku maapu
yensi
yonna
nosigaana
ka uganda kalinga
dooti
ne bagamba lino lyeggwanga eryabanga eryentiisa okuva edda nedda n'abantu bennyini nga baliyewuunya kiba kitya ani alifuura bwati n'okwogera neyogerwako
buli ekkula lyafirikamanyi
ekigambo okkula
kitegeeza
Chitegeza segwanga, segwanga.
It means pearl, a hen, a cock.
Cock, segwanga.
A cock, glory of the entire world.
Yes, yes, yes. Say what?
A cock,
segwanga. Mulimi wa Luganda.
In the Luganda language.
Muruzunguru, sama wanga. Okay.
Okay. Glory of the entire world.
I don't
know what the word pearl means.
It
means to be over all the others.
You know,
people say sekwanga, they that cock. If you know why it was called that, it rolls at his call.
Oh,
time is finished. Now all that,
if
you didn't go in the journey of heaven, it's hard to discover, know it.
You
see a cock as if it grows, it tells you your time is up as it grows. This small cock, we call it this giant cock. Calls and it wants the ones else to answer it. Those to answer will answer as we proclaim.
Isaiah 18:7. Ensi yaabwe emiga gigisazeemu eri ekifo eky'erinnya lya Mukama ow'Eggye.
There as well as the place of the name of the Lord.
Ow'Eggye.
The Lord of hosts.
Eyo munse.
In that nation,
what is your base?
There is a base
ya Katonda.
Of God.
Look,
he puts the best in
him,
or he sends his spirit to
seek
with
him,
to light in nations, to work in nations.
But he
will not come to you when you have not aligned yourself.
Those
who have aligned, he's going to pick them out. And
it
will cause jealousy of their other colleagues.
Then
they
are going
to rise up and they say it's for all of us. We too, we are of this nation.
Isaiah 18:7.
He's
put his mountain.
His
mountain to sit on.
He
releases commands as he wants. When
it
speaks the word mountain, we shall get explained.
Agamant,
it's on the mountain of his house. Nations will flock there. And they go there to be taught by God.
Uganda,
in Uganda to be taught.
We
have raised our flag of revival. The Lamb
shows
the seven spirits of God.
And
we are filled. When he speaks of that flag, though that lamb which lightens to nations, he speaks of it in Matthew 5, verse 14, saying this. Matthew 5, from verse 14.
So tebakoleza tabaza okujivundikira mu kibbo wabula okujiteeka waggulu ku kikondo kyayo nayo ebakira bonna abali mu nju onyole 11
Yesu yebazibwe
mamuli
tabaza zansi.
You are the lamp of the world.
Etabaza bwekoleza
when the lamp is lightened
eteeka waggulu shosi
is put on the mountain.
And he says,
they don't light in the lamp
and
put it under a basket or under the bed, but on the lampstand. And it lightens to nations. I think it's what you see here.
Is it
what he spoke of? That lamp is to shine out. unlike
God.
If we see
a
sign,
can
we show what's in us, that light,
the
lamp of God,
which is
the seven spirits of God,
which
make up fullness of the
world,
and it lights in us,
filled
of wisdom of the
word,
filled of understanding,
we have
the curse of God,
filled
of the power of the
word,
filled of the knowledge of
God,
filled of the fear of God,
the
spirit of the Lord. Can we show
the glory
of the Father and the Son? That is the lamp you hear of revival. The flag
is
lighted to nations.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus so much.
He moves
on to tell us in Matthew.
Matthew 5:16.
Praise Jesus. That our
lamb
meant
to shine like that,
and
it shows the
good
deeds, the wise of wisdom,
the something
which is extreme, that they will glorify the Father. I prove that this time
you
are meant to be glorified,
but the world must
be filled of the knowledge of God and His glory. But as the nation
called,
we ask full knowledge,
you generation
with the full knowledge of God.
God
told us, tell Uganda what it's meant to do.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so
much. Ugandans,
we work with them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus
so much. So,
now in that world,
lighten
the world lamp. The revival you
have,
the flag of revival.
Those
not reach to get explained the word revival, what
it is. Flag.
But we focus most on the flag
of
revival. What is that?
It's
the lamp in the nations.
And
we are a lamp in the nations.
And
they explain they don't lighten
it
to put under a basket,
put
under the bed,
but
put it on the lampstand,
and they
put it at the mountain top
to
lighten to nations, that they see the good
words
and the good deeds
of
the Holy Spirit in us,
and they
will glorify the Father.
So when you
speak of that lamb,
in
Galatians 4, verses
5,
he speaks of it like this, how it's meant to light. Revelations 4, 5.
Ne kuntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. Ne tabaza omusango ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe.
Praise Jesus
so much.
He said,
even on the throne
of
the kingdom of God,
know
where the throne of God is. After it's put in the nation,
he
seat on the throne are seven lamps,
which
shine
in
the throne of God the Father, and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
And
he sees there the seven spirits of God.
If we
want to lighten that lamp,
or
the one you see here, must lighten in Uganda the seven spirits of God,
which
make up fullness of the Holy Spirit, who appears in the tongues of fire.
And
truly we are filled,
and that shall
prove there is a flag of revival, the lamp lighting to
nations,
it's put on the top of mountain top. You know, we shall not raise that one.
We shall
make it banner and
appear.
Like I tell you, it will be there. The flag of the entire world and that of Uganda. But it is meant to be proven in us, as its signs have been shown us.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus. Truly, to just find you.
When
you begin to explain church,
the
person lives when they have understood what is church.
They have
separated a building from the church,
which is
found in a human being. You explain heaven. Begin from the first to the third. And the rim above. First to the rim below. Explain even the fourth heaven, which was last created. Everything in it. You know the wisdom which is there. That is the flag of revival. The
sun,
light to nations.
In
the wisdom and understanding. That's why in Acts 2, verses 3 and 4, these seven spirits of God, which appear in the form of the Lamb, when they have appeared, when people say that person is filled with the Holy Spirit, we can say that person
has become
the Lamb of the world. Acts chapter 2 from verse 3.
Nekulabika kubo ennimi ez'omuliro nga zeyawuddemu. Buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Olunya olwokuna bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera. Ne kujja kubonga ennimi ez'omuliro.
And came upon them like tongues of fire.
Bonna ne bajjuzibwa.
And they are all filled with the Spirit.
But
I have said the seven lamps. They are the seven spirits of God.
So
those filled of the Spirit, they were filled of the seven spirits of God. Even their names is this. It means this nation. When we work on and do revival, our flag of being raised to nations, of the revival, it is the lamp which show the seven spirits of God, which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit, lighting to nations in all understanding, in the wisdom, in the knowledge, in the counsel, in the power, in the fear of God.
Isaiah 11
verses 1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muli vensibuka. Nettabi eririva mu mizije liribala ebibala. Olunyo olwokubiri. N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera. Omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi. Omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
Yesu
praise Jesus so much.
Emiyo gino giri musanvu.
These spirits are seven.
Egiraga etabaza ya Mukama
weyiri kwa. Show the lamp of God how it is to light.
Tulinako omwoyo wa Mukama.
We have the Spirit of the Lord. We have the spirit of wisdom. We have the spirit of understanding. We have the spirit of counsel. We have the spirit of power. We have the spirit of knowledge. We have the spirit of fear of God. It
means
the person with the flag of revival, they have that lamb
and
lightens the nations in understanding.
No,
to go like we went. You know, in the image form, we went at the prayer mountain. And we were there holding physical flags of nations. And
we
moved around praying for the nations. Praying was not wrong.
But
that action was not filled with enough light.
All
the physical flag that you move with it doesn't take light in those people. It prays for them, it prepares them, and they feel
thirsty.
They don't get water, not even food. Have you ever seen a problem like that?
And
people
say, pray, we are here,
the food, the drinks. You know how happy that raises? But you see, they don't bring any food. You can follow any funny food and you eat it.
For
the nations, we can't take them food of the word of God.
Water
of the word of the Holy Spirit.
You
remain and they can get any wrong gospel.
Because
of the appetite we pray for them and their appetite raises.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So what do Gambi?
Now they've told us
flag in the revival,
the flag of revival.
Yet Tabaze take more
good the lamp put up on the mountain top.
Name this is a
more light into nations.
It hang out to Gambi to the Tabaze.
Told us we are the lamp of the world.
So more for what we know, we to do more.
As we must be filled of the Spirit of God.
Name the Yoko Morisha.
In the way of lightning.
Chitik is that we end up.
For the seven spirits of God,
he
has the seven eyes of God, which can show all things, which can reveal all secrets.
I've
got Revelation 5, verse 6.
Revelation
5:6.
Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ngalina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But we'll get up to Christ when you
speak Revelation 5:6.
And I saw
the Lamb of God as if he was slain. And he has seven horns. Don't say the physical horns of the demons. That of the Lamb of God. They appear like the lamps up there. How they have appeared. Now, the way Apostle John saw the vision was this. He saw the Lamb of God and he has seven horns. Not physical horns of the gods. He saw the seven lamps, how they appear up there. And he saw the eyes they have rested on them.
And
he says, I saw seven
eyes
and the seven eyes.
They
are at the seven spirits of God. That's the form we saw it.
Amen.
Which has sent the entire world. A person to be sent in the world must be filled of the same spirit. Go light into nations. But you're not sent on your behalf, but on behalf of the Holy Spirit.
Zachariah 4,
verse 6. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
So
now, in our going to nations, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. As we become a
lamb,
the Spirit is in us lightning to nations.
We
are the eyes of God.
In
all understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And remember, Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit will come,
he
will give you power.
You
will too become witnesses in all the world.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So,
the appearing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, he makes flags nations of revival. And we can get a lamp lighting nations, which put in mountain, and the mountain of the house of God.
There's
no mountain that to put on us. It's going to be church as we are today. When he speaks in Micah 4,
that they will come
on the mountain of the house of God to be told.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So much.
Now in that word,
to take it devil,
understood well how we can be the lamb.
But
the way we are to lighten, if we are the Spirit of God, if I'm in the Spirit of the Lord, how do I lighten? We want to explain the lampstand, how it lightens in us. How is it raised to lighten nations? How does it appear as a flag?
So
if I'm in the Spirit of the Lord and I want to lighten, how do I lighten?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You expect, how do I lighten?
Yes,
praise Jesus. First, when in the Spirit of the Lord, you don't glorify any other thing except God the Father. It's like this. If I'm in the Spirit of the Lord, I go down, I see his word, and I see the Father.
He
alone is one I want to glorify in the world. And I tell them no any other God except the Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Kati, bwemera moyo wa mukama.
If I'm in the spirit of the Lord.
Etabaza eyo moyo wa mukama.
The lamp of the spirit of the Lord.
Muri santia.
How do I lighten?
Ndeta chitibwa chaka tunda
chita. I bring the glory of God the Father.
Chabayo gera bwati.
That's why he speaks like this.
Nenda kubita mbufunzo tegerebo yizo.
Briefly pass through them, know how you are to lighten.
Kusina mu Yohana sura 10 na mukama.
According to John 16.
Oli nyore 10 na 2.
Verses 12.
Yerogera bwati ku moyo wa mukama.
Spoke this on the spirit of the Lord.
Emu kubyasinga obyasemba yokora.
Of the last things he does,
he
never speaks what comes from him.
It comes
from what Jesus hears.
But
words of Jesus is of the Father, and he glorifies the Father. And he glorifies the Son. And the Son glorifies the Father. Listen like this.
John 16:12. Jali na bingi okubabuulira naye temuyinza kubigumiikiriza kaakano. Olunyole 13. Naye bw'alijja oyo omwoyo w'amazima anaabalungamyanga mu mazima gonna, kubanga tayogerenga ku bubwe yekka, naye byonna by'anaawuliranga by'anaayogeranga ye anaababuuliranga ebigenda okujja. Olunyole 14. Oyo anangulumizanga nze, kubanga anaatoolanga ku byange n'ababuulira mmwe. Ulyole 15. Byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange. Kyenvudde ngamba nti anaatoolanga ku byange n'abuulira mmwe.
Owulidde omuntu kuva kyakola omwoyo wa mukama.
What the spirit of the Lord does,
emulisa ye alumyamya mu mazima gonna.
Guides and leads us in all truth.
Nga kyagenderera
what he intends,
kugulumiza Yesu,
to glorify Jesus.
Ate ne Yesu agulumizibwe, ne kitaffe agulumizibwe mu Yesu.
Glorify the Father.
That's
why Jesus has said,
ana ngurumiza anga
nze. He will be glorifying me.
Kubanga,
because
tayogere nga
he will not speak what he wants.
Wabula byonna byanaawulira.
But all he will hear
is
what he will speak.
Ana atoolanga ku byange
n'abawa. Get from mine and give.
Kubanga ebyange bya Kitange.
His mind is of the Father.
Omuntu yenna bw'agamba nti agenda kuyimirira.
And the person when they say they're going to stand.
Mutabazi eno muli Samawanga.
The lamp to light into nations.
Ngasinzira mwoyo wa Mukama.
The best in the spirit of the Lord.
Etabazi eyo mwoyo wa Mukama.
The lamp of the spirit of the Lord.
Taina kugulumiza mulala yenna.
Should they glorify any other?
Okujjako kitaffe.
Except the Father.
N'omwana.
And the Son.
Era mukubuulira mu mazima gonna.
Preaching in all truth.
Omaliriza okutunuza mu kitaffe.
End up focusing on the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
Obw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Tobaako mbunzi.
You have not that me.
Inzi.
Me.
Era nzi.
Me.
Ndi wama.
I am powerful. Not like that.
Tugenda kuba mu kugera mazima, kulungamya mazima gonna.
Lighten all truth.
Era nga tuli mu ttabaazi y'omwoyo wa Mukama.
The lamp of the Spirit.
Kulungamya mazima gonna.
Guide in all truth.
Era nga tujja ekitiibwa kya Mukama waffe Yesu,
bring out the glory of the Lord Jesus,
ne kitaffe agulumizibwe,
and the Father to be glorified.
Nga tetwogera bye twagala.
Don't speak what we want.
Kubanga bw'atugamba ebimu bye tulina
okusiba.
Tetulina kwogeranga bye twagala.
We shouldn't speak what we want.
Newankubadde okunoonya ebyaffe.
Even though to seek our
own. Bwetwaba akuleetera ettabaaza y'omwoyo wa Mukama ogwaka.
Of the lamp of the Spirit to lighten.
Kyava ayogera mu Isaiah 5:18 n'agamba bw'ati.
Isaiah esula ya 5:8 n'olunyiriri olw'13.
Isaiah 58:13.
Bw'onookyusanga ekigere kyo okuva ku ssabbiiti obutakolanga by'oyagala ggwe ku lunaku lwange olutukuvu, ssabbiiti n'ogiyita essanyu, olunaku lwa Mukama olutukuvu olw'ekitiibwa n'ogisangamu ekitiibwa.
Sabbiti ya Katonda.
Is Sabbath for God.
Kitegeeza obutakola by'okola.
It means you do it, not doing what you want.
Si kukwata lunaku.
Not to handle and hold a day.
Kubanga sabbiti baagiri mitinga ng'ey'omubiri.
Because Sabbath of the body was limited.
Katokola mirimu gy'okubeera ali ng'otudde.
Don't do your work, you just sit and pray.
Si bwe yabeera.
Was it not like that?
Amakulu ga sabbiti ya ddala.
The meaning of the real Sabbath. Not to do what you want.
Kubanga sabbiti y'omubiri yabeeranga bwetyo.
For physical Sabbath was this.
Nga temulima, temufumba, temutambula.
You don't move.
Isaiah esula ya 5:8 n'olunyiriri olw'13.
Isaiah 58:13.
Bw'onookyusanga ekigere kyo okuva ku ssabbiiti obutakolanga by'oyagala ggwe ku lunaku lwange olutukuvu, ssabbiiti n'ogiyita essanyu, olunaku lwa Mukama olutukuvu olw'ekitiibwa, n'ogisangamu ekitiibwa, nga tokwata makubo go ggwe,
Songa tononya byo yagala
gwe. Temulimu kunonya byo yagala.
Don't seek what you want yourself.
Omanyi omwoyo wa Mukama.
Not the spirit of God.
Tayogera byakola ki?
Doesn't speak what he wants.
Yawuliranga okuva eri kitaffe.
He heard from the Father at the Son.
Nayogera.
And he spoke.
Asobola okugulumiza Mukama waffe Yesu.
That he can glorify the Lord Jesus.
Era Mukama waffe agulumize
kitaffe. Jesus to glorify the Father.
Kati naffe abaagala okulaga ettabaza y'omwoyo wa Mukama.
We want to show the lamp of the spirit of God.
Fulaga ya revival.
The flag of revival.
Mulimu obutayogera bye twagala ffe.
He calls us not to speak what we want.
Tokera kyamu n'owulira mulema wadi ya
gudu. Don't wake up say a rema word has fallen.
Otandika okwogera by'oyagala.
You begin to speak what you want.
Isaiah esula ya 58 n'olunyiriri olw'13.
Isaiah 58 verse 13.
Songa tononya by'oyagala ggwe. Era nga toyogera bigambo byoggwe. Tononya byoyagala ggwe. Nga toyogera bigambo byoggwe.
Don't speak your own words.
Era bw'oyagala ettabaza y'omwoyo wa Mukama ekulise bulungi.
Lamp of the spirit lighten well.
Okumulisa amawanga.
To light nations.
Togenda kwogerayo byoyagala.
Not to speak there what you want.
Era nga tononya byoyagala
ggwe. Don't seek for what you want.
Omanyi mugenze nnyo ne musabiriza amawanga n'okubba ne mubba.
Don't march to beg nations and stole from them.
Naye temuddamu.
But don't do that again.
Olw'omusana ogweyongera okumulisa
kati. The light which moves not to light now.
Kubanga tubadde tutadde ekivume ku ggwanga
lino. Put scorn upon this nation.
Abasumba n'abaweereza
ab'engeri ezo. And different ministers.
Ababbi abasajja okuva ebweru abayaayaana.
Fallen men from abroad who are yearning for God.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
So bwe tunaabanga tukulumiza bwetyo Mukama waffe Yesu.
After we glorify Jesus like this.
Kati twogera bye twagala.
Don't speak what we want.
Wabula nga twogera ng'ebyandikwa bwe biri.
Speak as the scriptures are.
Kubanga ayogera ng'agamba.
He speaks and he says.
Nga temwogera kusukka byawandiikibwa.
Don't speak beyond the scriptures.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
I wouldn't know. Ekitiibwa kya kitaffe kinaakomawo.
Right there the glory of the Father will get
back. Nekya Mukama waffe
Yesu. And of the Lord Jesus.
Era tunakasanga ddala ettabaaza y'omwoyo wa Mukama ya Yesu.
We shall prove the lamp of the Spirit of the Lord as light.
Eranga eriiso ly'omwoyo wa Mukama.
In the eye of the Spirit of
the Lord. Lyamulisiza era lyabikulidde amawanga.
Lightened and revealed his nation.
Kubanga omwoyo omutukuvu yasaba esaala n'agamba.
The Holy Spirit prayed a prayer and he said this.
Mu Yokaana 17.
In John 17.
Mu olusooka.
Verses 1.
N'olwokubiri. Yokaana esula y'17 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
John 17 from verse 1 and 2.
Yesu yayogera ebyo n'ayimusa amaaso ge mu ggulu. N'agamba nti, Kitange, ekiseera kituuse. Gulumiza omwana wo. Gulumiza omwana wo. Omwana wo akugulumize. Olunyiriri olw'okubiri. Nga bwe wamuwa obuyinza ku balina omubiri bonna, era bonna be wamuwa abawo obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Yali mu Kristo Yesu.
He was in the Christ Jesus.
N'asaba esaala n'agamba.
He prayed a prayer, he said.
Taata gulumiza omwana
wo. Father, glorify your son.
N'omwana wo akole ki?
And your son to glorify you.
Gulumize. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So bwe tubeera mu mwoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Tusobola okugulumiza kitaffe.
We can glorify the Father.
Natubikkula amazima gonna agamukwatako.
Open all truth concerning.
Wamu n'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu.
Together with this word the Lord Jesus.
Nga tujjawo okwetwalira ebitiibwa.
And we take away taken honors
off. Netulekera Katonda kitaffe ekitiibwa.
And we lift the glory to God the Father.
N'omwana.
And the Son.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bwe tubanga tukakasanga omwoyo wa Mukama.
If we prove the Spirit of the Lord.
Era ettabaaza y'omwoyo wa Katonda.
And this lamp of the Spirit of God lightens in us.
Kubanga ayogera mu Yokaana 17 n'olw'okuna.
John 17:4.
Paka olw'okutaana.
And 5.
Nti Kitange.
That Father.
Nzizaamu ekitiibwa.
Take me back to the glory.
Kye nalimu wamu naawe.
Which I was with you.
Ng'ensira nabakubaawo.
Before the world existed.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kitegeeza nti mu mwoyo wa Mukama.
Means that the Spirit of the Lord.
Bwe tuba tubikkula amazima gonna.
Open all truth
ag'ekigambo
kya Katonda. Of the word of God.
Galina okumaliriza nga gulumiza kitaffe.
Has to end up glorify the Father.
Nga gulumiza n'omwana.
Glorify the Son.
Ebyo Mukama waffe Yesu bye yatugamba.
That's what Jesus told us.
Matayo 23:9.
Matthew 23:9.
Temwefuniranga bakitammwe abalala
ku. Don't get any other father on the earth.
Bakitaye b'emyoyo gyammwe.
The spirit of fathers.
Tusomere yoko mu Matayo 23:9.
Matayo esula ya 23 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew 23 verses 9.
Era temuyitanga muntu ku nsi kitammwe, kubanga kitammwe ali omu ali mu ggulu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
So omwoyo wa Katonda owulira engeri gy'ayogerera mu
gy'akolera mu muntu.
How the Spirit of God works in the people.
Ettabaaza y'omwoyo wa Katonda.
The lamp of the Spirit of God.
Eriwo kubanga egulumiza kitaffe n'omwana.
It's there to glorify the Father and the Son. Does it not have any other father on earth?
Where
your father is one in
heaven.
We speak of which father? We don't speak of our physical fathers. But we speak of fathers of our spirit.
You can't
say, never get any other father over you. I don't know what's moving on in this world. But many of you have your fathers in the Lord. Your father in spirit. Why do you think in the glory of God? You are said to be our fathers in the Lord. Can you give birth to a spirit yourself? Do you know where it first lived? That God knew before the world existed. That's why when the spirit is part of that word, he said in Hebrews 12:9, and he said this, Hebrews 12:9, that the other of our physical bodies also birthed us in these bodies. Hebrews 12:9.
Abantu kanga vulanga ne tubasangamu ekitibwa tetulisinga nnyo okugondera kitawe w'emyoyo gyonna kitawe w'emyoyo ne tuba abalamu
ye kitawe waki
is the father of our spirits
kitafwe mu moyo kitawe w'emyoyo
spiritual father
akati ali kugwenga walingeyo
obanga yeyo you are out there
omanya abamu kumbulina na amalala kati muli mutuulira
how proud you are hearing even of us
ngamugamba
and he said
Jesus
called them spiritual fathers.
Is it us refusing
or you glorify God?
He tells
you, I am the father of your spirit.
Some of you
act stubbornness and ignorance.
And
you don't know, but you are Jew.
Those who
are going to be with the flag of revival, the lamp of the nations,
we
must bring out this lamp.
The spirit
of the Lord lighting, lighting all truth,
to glorify
the Father, one of heaven, and the Lord Jesus.
The
proof is the spirit in
us,
the spirit of the Lord.
This makes
us cry, Abba Father.
Every time
you cry, Abba Father, you speak of which father?
That is
the spirit of the Lord.
Mufeta sobra kutuogeza Mungu tata wangu
wangu. Can make you speak my spiritual father.
Kitafe.
Our father.
Oh Mungu.
Heaven.
Atugame watuko okusaba.
Now you reach to pray.
No.
And he said,
Kitange mukatonda
father in the Lord.
Pastor Kawalianga.
Pastor Kawalianga. My
father,
I pray
to you.
I pray to you. Help me of this sickness. If you ask from him like that,
you
calls that man or woman, that your spiritual mother or your father,
when
you
reach
to pray, you call them.
The one
who like Jesus told us, Matthew 6:9, pray our Father in heaven.
Report
let it be on our Father.
It's time to change
you. Who is this of that man or woman?
You
call them your spiritual father.
Go pastor
and pray. My
Father
spiritual.
Pastor,
prophet,
prophet. Yes, we have
you. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
After discover the heaven is taking you into. For the one in heaven is one father.
Oh,
yes, his heavens will be the spiritual father. Glorify God, the Father in heaven, and his word, the Lord Jesus. When he passed through the Spirit of God, the seventh lamb. On the lamp light
nation,
and the sick glory of the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
I want to ask, if I'm in the spirit of wisdom, the lamp of the spirit of wisdom, how do I lighten?
I'm
lighting the spirit of wisdom. How do I lighten nations? For here,
it is kubikulirwa mu action.
This is revelation is an action.
Ekitubikulirwa kye
kiteekebwa mu nkola. What reveals what we implement.
Obunnabbi tetukyabuyita bunnabbi obujja.
No more prophecies, the ones coming.
Tuli mu bunnabbi obutambula
obukola. Prophecies which we are into moving with them.
Kubanga omuweereza gwe tugenda okuddako John Kanye agamba nti okubikkulirwa nga kuteekeddwa mu
nkola.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Bwe
tukugamba nti ogenda kubeera fulaga y'amawanga, ettabaazi y'amawanga, olina okugitegeera n'omanya ne bw'ogenda okumulisiza n'otandikirawo. Ate oba okyalinda ki?
What do you wait else?
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus.
Kati tugenze nga twebuuza.
When on asking.
Bwembeera mu mwoyo w'amagezi.
If I'm in the spirit of wisdom.
Obeerisa ery'amagezi.
Oh, eye of wisdom.
Ettabaaza y'omwoyo w'amagezi.
The lamp of eye of wisdom.
Nyinza kumulisa ntya?
How can I lighten?
Wemba nga sinaba kufuna ttabaaza eyo nyinza kwenoonyako nti.
I get the lamp, how can I search myself?
Nga omuntu atumibwa nga nina okuba ettabaaza y'amawanga.
A person said to be the lamp of nations.
Yes, you must be nnyo.
Amen.
Neebuuzizza bwe mba ngenda
kubatabaaza
ey'omwoyo w'amagezi
oba
eriisa ery'amagezi ŋŋenda kumulisiza ntya
amawanga
oba nze kennyini neemulisiza ntya?
Kye
kibuuzo kye njagala okukola. Omanyi bw'obeera mu mwoyo w'amagezi osooka okizuula teri magezi malala okuggyako mu kigambo kyakati. Era bw'oba otwala amagezi ago ettabaaza y'omwoyo w'amagezi okumulisiza amawanga, manya olina okuba ng'ojjudde bulungi ekigambo kya
Katonda.
Kubanga bw'ayogera mu Yeremiya atugamba,
Yeremiya
ayogera bw'ati, ayogera bw'ati mu Yeremiya 8 oluyi olw'omunaana paka olw'omwenda.
Yeremiya essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana. Mwogera mutya nti tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe? Naye laba, ekkalaamu ey'obulimba ey'abawandiisi ewandiisa ebitali bya mazima.
Omanyi mulina ebitabo bingi ebitategeereka mu nsi muno.
Muli kusoma mu theology esimanyi
biki.
Mugasegasa ebitabo. Izo kalamu z'abawandiisi ez'obulimba. Temuli magezi.
No wisdom in that.
Amagezi amatukuvu,
the holy wisdom,
gali mu kigambo,
is in the word.
Ye gasobola omulisiza amawanga ku byaddala.
What can different nations?
Era agamba bw'ati.
And he says this.
Yeremiya essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Jeremiah 8 verses 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakeŋŋentererwa, bawambiddwa, laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama. Era magezi kyagali mu bo.
Baganye ekigambo kya Katonda.
They reject God's word.
Magezi kyagali mu
bo. What wisdom is in them?
Bw'oba oyagala okumulisa amawanga.
You want to light the nations.
Ng'oli ttabaaza.
And you're a lamp.
N'oga kati njagala kubeera ng'ettabaaza y'omwoyo w'amagezi.
I want to be like the lamp of spirit of wisdom.
Oba eriisa ery'amagezi.
Oh, eye of wisdom.
Nina kusinziira ntya?
I have to face up.
Nyimirira ntya?
How do I stand?
Nina okubanga nkakasa ekigambo kya Katonda mu nze.
Nkakase
nga nsobola omumulisa amagezi.
I prove I can lighten wisdom.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga bw'ayogera.
But when he speaks.
Agamba nti Kristo Yesu.
He said Christ Jesus is the wisdom of God.
Naye okuwona bayajja mu singo gw'ekitabo
gwa Mwandiki gwa. This one said he came in the scroll written about him.
Kati gwe bubu oyagala amagezi.
Now if you want wisdom.
N'osukka ekigambo kya Katonda.
If you go beyond the word of God.
Bwetuna akugamba nti tolina magezi tonyiiga.
If you don't have wisdom, don't get angered.
Tonyiiga ow'oluganda.
Don't get angered.
Nga tukugambye tolina magezi.
When you don't have wisdom.
Naye nga gw'olaba otegeera ogenda emmanju.
Yet you see you understand you go to toilet.
Era olya n'emmere.
And you even eat food.
Buli lw'otabeera na magezi ga kigambo.
At the time you don't have wisdom of the word.
Oba tolina magezi.
You don't have wisdom.
Ne bw'oba wasoma otya.
No matter how much you learn.
Kubanga byonna bijja kugwawo.
All will pass away.
Naye ekigambo kya Katonda.
But the word of God.
Tekirigwawo.
It will never pass away.
Kaka togenda genda mu
ggulu. Don't go to heaven.
Yona ayita
wagwa. Where will you even pass when you're not lying yourself?
Ogenda ogaye Mukama.
You go to the Lord.
Ku mulyango ggulu.
On the door of heaven.
PhD.
This PhD. Empisao. Can make me pass here. Diploma. And all those certificates.
Uyuka sasiro.
That's rubbish. Not take
it back.
It works on the world.
Era bw'oba obisoma bisoma ebikugasiiko
naye
ku mulyango ggulu tojagamba.
On the door of heaven, not say.
Omanyi abalaba. Obadde osuubira bagenda kugoba kubanga wagwa maafi
for you failed but what is for the world
To fail mathematics doesn't hinder you enter heaven. But you reduce is what you will understand.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
For
this way he tells us, and
he
places in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 21, and he speaks this. Jeremiah 4:21.
Ndituusaawo okulaba ebendera ne mpulira eddoboozi ly'ekkondeere olunyolwa2:2 kubanga abantu bange basirusiru tebamanyi biwowongole by'abaana
kakati sinze mbikugamba
buliwotabira
na ttabaazi ey'omwoyo
w'amagezi
agali mu kigambo kya
Katonda
iye ajja kukugamba tolina magezi oli musirusiru oli kiwowongole kya mwana ng'olina amagezi agakola ebibi nga bw'agamba
wansi
Yeremiya essuula ey'okuna olunyiriri olwa2:2 kubanga abantu bange basirusiru tebamumanyi biwowongole by'abaana so tebalina kutegeera bamagezi mu kukola obubi naye mukukola obulungi tebalina kumanya
yesu yebazibu
praise jesus
ng'oli w'amagezi mu kugunjagunja ebitasaana oyinza okuba by'okoze biringa mu mubiri
ebigasi
naye mu mwoyo bw'otaliba na magezi ga kigambo
kyakatonda
tolina magezi oli kiwowongole
sikukuvuma
bw'oba oyagala genda ononye katonda omutwale mu kkomera
kubanga
yagambye oba tolina kigambo kye oli kiwowongole waliwo abanyiiga ennyo kati oba onyiize noonya katonda mu ggulu mwabire mu kkooti omwabire ng'omulanga okutiisatiisa omanyi omusango gw'okutiisatiisa oyogera ku munnombu musiru talina magezi ogwo musango eri abantu naye nga
bw'olina
obuyinza obutta akawuka eyo newatabaawo poliisi ekunoonya naye katonda bw'alina obuyinza okutta oba okuyita ekiwowongole newatabaawo amunoonya banna bulijjo omutta obuwuka babanoonya wafuna obuyinza obutta obuwuka
naye
katonda alina obuyinza obutta oba okuyita ekintu
kyonna
kubanga oli bwakusiŋŋaana ovuma akawuka kawuka gwe tolina magezi omusiru ani
avuna
kati lowooza katonda nga naye alina byakugamba kubanga naye alina obuyinza obukuyita kyakulabamu ekyoli
ddala
n'okukunoonako omwoyo gwo
newatabaawo
amuloopa
nga
naye bw'ojjawo omwoyo gw'obuwuka
naye
watabaawo poliisi
ekunoonya
olulabyeko poliisi enoonya abantu olw'okutta
obuwuka
manye agamba omuntu kyeky olusiriŋŋanya obusiriŋŋanya era envunya obuvunyi buli lwoba nga tolinabafuna magezi ga kigambo kya katonda obeera luvunyuvunyu
olyao
wadde nga okuwa ekiseera
kankano
okujja gy'ali
akufuula
ekintu
eky'omuwendo
olw'ekigambo kye kubanga tekiriggwaawo ebintu byonna biri kadde ebintu byonna birivunda naye ekigambo kye tekiriggwaawo so bwe tuba twogera ku mwoyo w'amagezi ettabaazi y'omwoyo w'amagezi okumulisiza amawanga tuba twogera ku magezi agali mu kigambo agataliggwaawo maafi ajja kuggwaawo gw'obala ebulaba katonda yagaana okuba
nezero
yagamba eyemu eringa
1000
era ye katonda bw'aba agamba ng'atulankiira agamba munaabanga mutwesosi
mukira
yuzira ebere eri eyokubakati olwedde wekennyini yakutonda oli mwoyo gwe naawe
akubalaagamba
nti osembye obanga ataliwo oli
zero
Yes, you must be
praised. Yes, but in all what we tell
you,
it's not fruit of wisdom to lighten us. It is the word of God, and it lightens. And when we don't have it, we are senseless children, which are wise in doing evil. Such wisdom like this,
Bible
speaks of it, it's of the devils. It doesn't come from heaven. That which works evil, or which profit little.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
James
3 says this.
Yakobo esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekuminisatu.
James 3 verse 13.
Ani alina amagezi n'okutegeera mumwe. Alagenga mu mpisa ennungi ebikolwa bye mu magezi amawombeefu. Olunyiriri 14. Naye bwe muba n'obujja obukambwe n'okuyomba mu mutima gwammwe, temwenyumirizanga so temulimbagana so temulimbanga okuziyiza amazima. Onyole 15. Amagezi gano si ge gakka okuva waggulu, naye ga mu nsi, ga buzaaliranwa ga sitaani.
Akati waliwo amagezi ga sitaani.
There is the wisdom of the devils.
Gatambulira mu bantu mu nsi kuno bagunja bunja ebintu.
People in the world invent things.
Naye amagezi agava mu
ggulu, gayitibwa kigambo kya Katonda.
Mukama waffe
Yesu
yajja muzingo gw'ekitabo gwa muwandikibwako. Ye magezi gokka agava mu
ggulu.
Era Bayibuli bwe mwogerako egamba
mu
Yokaana essuula esooka onyole 14 ayogera bw'ati ku kigambo.
Yokaana essuula esooka n'olunyiriri lwa 14. Kigambo n'ayambala omubiri n'abeerako gye tuli, ne tulaba ekitiibwa kye, ekitiibwa ng'ekyoyo eyazaalibwa omu yekka Kitaffe, ng'ajjudde ekisa n'amazima.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kigambo n'ayambala omubiri,
the word clothed the flesh,
ne tumulabako eno gye tuli,
and we saw him unto us,
ne tumulaba mu kitiibwa,
we saw him in the glory,
ekyoyo eyazaalibwa omu Katonda Kitaffe,
of the Father,
ng'ajjudde ekisa,
filled of grace,
n'amazima,
and the truth.
Kigambo oyo bwe yayita n'abakwambala
mubiri,
yajjanga muzingo gw'ekitabo guno Bayibuli ogwamuwandikibwako, era bwe yajja yayongerako
bwongezi,
n'ayongera n'atuma n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu,
n'atoola
ku bibye n'ayisa mu
batume
ne bawandiika. So amagezi agali mu kigambo,
the wisdom in the word,
tuba twogera amagezi Kristo kennyini
of the wisdom Christ himself,
yewandiikako mu muzingo gw'ekitabo
scroll of the book.
Kubanga bw'ayogera mu Bakolinso ekisooka
essuula esooka, it's in the first Corinthians chapter 1.
Ayogera bw'ati,
speaks like this.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'18.
First Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 18.
Kubanga ekigambo ky'omusaalaba bwe busirusiru eri abo ababula, naye eri ffe abalokolebwa ge maanyi ga Katonda. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti, ndizikiriza amagezi g'abagezigezi n'obukabakaba bw'abakabakaba ndi bujjawo. Olunyolwabiri, omugezigezi aluwa, omuwandiisi aluwa, omuwakanyi ow'omu nsi muno aluwa, Katonda teyasuluwaza magezi ga nsi? Olunyolwabirimu 1, kubanga mu magezi ga Katonda ensi olw'amagezi gaayo bw'etaategeera Katonda, Katonda n'asiima olw'obusirusiru obw'okubuulira okwo okulokola abo abakkiriza.
Amagezi oba abagezi b'omu nsi
bali wise of the world,
kubanga buli lwebataba na kigambo kya
Katonda
tebalina magezi,
have no wisdom.
Kubanga mu magezi ag'omu
nsi, in the wisdom of the world,
oba amatini g'obeera nago
little you hold there,
wagaana okuyita mu magezi ga Katonda,
pass the wisdom of God,
ekigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
okutegeera Katonda,
understand God,
Katonda n'asiima olw'okubuulira,
God was pleased for preaching,
okulinga okw'obusirusiru,
which seems foolishness,
okulokola abo abakkiriza,
to save those who believe.
Uliriza kino,
listen to this,
enjiri eringa kintu kisaaga,
the gospel seems a choking thing,
kiringa kubuulira,
it's like preaching.
Preaching,
isn't that?
Kiringanga sicha bei ndoosha.
It doesn't seem expensive.
Urabiye abasasura bayayana
abaje baso. People paying yani to come to
study. Munsi muyayanya abasasura
se. While you yani you pay much money to study.
Kusoma magezi gamu.
The wisdom of
the world.
How much do you pay?
No kera kumaja.
Wake up in the morning.
Ogenda kusomera.
Going to school. And they beat you.
Omina ne kutungu
utira.
Yeyinga bakubafuna magezi ga
mpita. Get wisdom of the books.
Na yo kubulira.
But preaching.
Kulinga kwa rusibisi.
Like foolishness.
Ani ateka mu amanya amanji.
Strength.
Na lokole emyoyo
gya. And this saves the souls of those who believe.
nazikiriza ebisomye nnyo
mutalifaayo
ku kigambo kya
katonda
gwe tomuza nnyinako yafula ekigambo eky'obugagga ennyo
n'akiteeka mu kubuulira
alyoka alaba
abamwagala
omanyi okuddira ebintu
ebikuwonyakanguwa
ekyokulabiraomanyi zaabu
kintu
kya muwendo
naye
kibeera mu ttaka kati
teebereza
enjiri nga bugagga bulamu
naye
nga buli mu ngeri yakubuulira tebateekangako na misale gyakwe abanaasoma koosi
eno
abanaasoma eggulu musomera obuwumbi
busatu naye
nga agatabo ge wakuŋŋaanyibwa ng'osoma mu
nsi
nekibooko nga
walisasula
n'oteeka ebigere
mu bbaafu osoma olukwata bayibuli
atinagamba kati
ebisirusiru
bino ebyefuula ebigezi by'omu
ngendo bizikirekanteeke
mu ngeri y'okubuulira ekisingo eky'omuwendo biringa byakuwulira biringa bya busirusiru abalala bali wali ku kkubo
batudde
naye mukama yeebale tulaga ekisa
kinokawulira
okuwulira ekigambo kibakisa
buno
bulinga bugagga obubeera mu ttaka okubuzula si kyangu babulinyako abantu abatanoonyereza nga batambula butambuzi bati abalala bannaffe babali batudde eri
wabweru
abalala babali eri batambula byabo biringa byakusa
abakolinso ekisooka essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu
ebbiri
kubanga abayudaaya basaba obubonero n'abayonaani banoonya amagezi
omanyi abayudaaya be bali abalokole
b'emirembe nga
mala kulaba akabonero nabbi baako ky'okola baako ky'olagula abalokole b'emirembe baakomawo dda
tubalinabanoonya
bubonero wobagambira munoonye amagezi agali mu
kigambonabira obuzibu
nabbi ki agaba mazzi
tugende
atunda meroni
zamukisa is for blessing let's go there
waliwo yagitutte
n'abaatya bebalokole
baali banoonyaki
they were looking for signs and miracles
naye n'agamba waliwo abamawanga
they were gentiles
bo baali banoonya magezi
they looked for wisdom
naye nga tebamagezi
who is wisdom
kati ababiri ani yali
omugezi ku bo who was the wise among them
omuyudaaya gwe basuubira okuba mu
kanisa
ne yesu bwe yatuuka baamugamba akabonero kikookola njogedde ebigambo by'obulamu n'amagezi mumbuuza akabonero
kekola
kayona
jona
ku bigambo byeyali atuulidde bwakabaka wa muggulu buli kimu kyonna baddamu kumubuuza
akabonero ki
yesu yeebazibwa
praise Jesus
kati ndowooza bwe ekizibu
ekirikale
waliwo abamawanga bo baali banoonya amagezi naye ekisinga
okwewuna
abamu ku bagezigezi abaali banoonya amagezi baamusisinkana bagguka ku munyeenye ya yesu
nebaye
batugoberwa emunyeenye waliwo kabaka
eyazaalirwa
tugende naffe tumusinzebagezigezi banoonya amagezi tebagukira ddala ku magezi
ke
kigambo kya katonda nga yayambadde omubiri ali ku
nsi
abayudaaya baali eri nga bakyabuuza
bubonero
abakolinso ekisooka essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu essatu naye ffe tubuulira kristo eyakomererwa eri abayudaaya nkonge n'eri abamawanga busirusiru olunyiriri olwabiri mu ennya naye eri abo abayite abayudaaya era n'abayonaani kristo maanyi ga katonda era magezi ga
katondaamagezi
agali mu kigambo
era
bwe tuba nga tugenda okumulisiza amawanga
n'ettabaaza
ey'emyomusango
egyakatonda
egikola obujjuvu bw'omwoyo mutukuvu
bwe
tuyimira mu mwoyo w'amagezi
tuba
tumulisa kigambo nabone biwunyo omusano obwekigambo nga mungi
the word is much
yes he was
raised Jesus so much
tuvula mukama wafe yesu yatugamba mu yokana
right the lord jesus told us in john
usuli yokutanjulwa
sikumo mwene 5:9
nayogera bwana
and he spoke this
they
don't know all scriptures speak of him
yokana esuli yokutano no lunyiriri olwasatu mu mwenda
john 5:39
munoonya mu byawandiikibwa kubanga mwe mulowooza nti mu byo mulina obulamu obutaggwaawo n'ebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange
omanyi kigambo
yambalaomunaye
yali yajja muzingo
gw'ebyawandiikibwa
nga ebyo bye munoonya nze kigambo
wange
magezi ga katonda
wisdom of God
bw'osoma mu bayibuli ng'osoma amagezi gamulimu ebintu bingi
ebisinga
n'omuntu gw'osomako gwe
munasayansi
muli ba physicians
you physicians
abatayira ko
kyokuta who profit nothing
kubanga bimumanyi bimanyi no
what you know I know beyond even that
ogendo soma ku muntu
go to study human being God created
him ayogera ne mukitabo ya mutonda
in the book where he created him
kaga mane bitundu bebe na nebi wandi
ko kitabo ya part five
mark the bible what is
that new surpasses the wisdom in the world
osoma ku biwuka
ko insects you create them did not speak let there be insects. You understand
that
wisdom in the word is to what extent?
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, Abuganda.
Now, brethren, the Lord Jesus
is
the wisdom of God, the word of God.
He
came, written about him.
When
the Spirit of lighten,
through
the Spirit of wisdom, the eye of
wisdom,
unto
nations,
must lighten in the word of God.
That is
why he told us in Hebrews 10, verses
6.
Abebulani
yesuula ey'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga tewasiima ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi olunyi olw'omusanvu ne ndyoka njogera nti laba nzize mu muzingo ogw'ekitabo ekyampandiikwako okukola by'oyagala ayi katonda
yajja okusooka mu muzingo gw'ekitabo
gwabantu
ekigambo kya Katonda
is the word of
God. Eragye magezi ga Katonda.
The wisdom of God.
So erifu abagenda okumulisa okuyita
us to lighten
mutabaza ya Katonda
through the lamp of God.
Bayogedde mu Matayo sura y'okutaano.
Spoken Matthew 5.
14 paka 15.
14 to 16.
Nga agamba nti buli tabaza ya nsi.
The lamp of the world.
Bwe tuwulidde mu bunnabbi.
We've heard in prophecies.
Obwo mutume John Mulinde.
Apostle John Mulinde.
Owa Prayer Mountain Uganda.
Of the Prayer Mountain Uganda.
The World Trumpet Mission.
And the World Trumpet Mission.
Nti mukama atuma ne flaga ya revival.
God sets us with the flag of revival.
Itabaza mu mawanga.
The nations.
Abadde ayogera ku bujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Of the fullness of the world.
Abuli mufe nga bumulisiza amawanga.
Us lighting to nations.
So ababeera mu mwoyo wa Mukama.
Those in the spirit of the Lord.
Kwalabye nga balina okugulumiza kitaffe
n'omwana. To glorify the Father and the Son.
Aboogera amazima gonna.
Speak all truth.
Era tulabye abali mu mwoyo wa magezi.
Those in the spirit of wisdom.
Okumulisiza amawanga.
Lighting to nations.
Balina okuba mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Must be in the word of God.
Nga tewali alina magezi.
For no one has wisdom.
Abata alina kigambo kya Katonda.
When they have no word of God.
Yawandikibwako muzingo gw'ekitabo yesu yebazibwe
tovula
banga bwe tubeera mwoyo w'amagezi tusobola n'okuwuliza eddoboozi ne tugamba oyo kitaffe
yayogerakubanga
amagezi googerera
waggulu
ne tugamba nga kitaffe bwe yagamba nga kristo bwe yayogera mu matayo oba mu isaaya nga omwoyo omutukuvu bwe
yayogera
kubanga omwoyo w'amagezi gw'ekigambo ogenda omukulamu otandika okuba ng'osobola owulira nti kati oyo kitaffe
yayogera
oyo omwana oyo omwoyo
omutukuvukubikula
bayibuli ng'osobola omuwulirakyava ayogera mu ngero essuula y'omunaana ng'agamba
bwati
ngero essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olusooka amagezi tegoogerera waggulu n'okutegeera tekuleeta ddoboozi lyako olunya olw'okubiri enguudo we zisibuka mu kkubo mu masaŋŋanzira we gayimirira
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Amagezi gasobola okuleta eddobo. So ekigambo kya Katonda.
Now the word of God.
Amagezi ga Katonda.
The wisdom of God.
Osobola okusigala ngulira ne kitaffe bwayogera.
Hear how the Father speaks.
Ulira omwana bwayogera.
Hear how the Son speaks.
Wange ekigambo kino bwe kyayikiyisibwa mu bannabbi.
This word was passed through prophets.
Bible yegamba.
Bible says.
Katonda edda.
God in the Lord.
Yayogereranga.
Talk through.
Yayogeranga eri bajjajja.
Talk to our forefathers.
Okuyita mu bannabbi.
The prophets.
Kitegeeza Katonda kennyini yasindikanga eddoboozi lye ne liyita mu bannabbi ne liyita mu batume. Kitegeeza ki? Nabbi ebigambo byombi byawandiikibwa si bibye. Nabbi leediyo yo gye wagula ewaka naye leediyo sitensebi erina gyeri erimu aboogera basatu. Atoyinza okagabo na leediyo yange ene
eyogerayo.
Abasajja abali mu
studio.
Let's end that there.
But you want now to see
the love
of the spirit of understanding.
The eye
of understanding.
How can it enlighten
nations?
For we want
an understanding.
Apostle Mulinde.
Lamp
was
told him to lighten in Uganda. It lights how?
That
we don't remain in the crossroads.
We are going to be
land
for nations.
We
are going to be at light
now. But ask that question again. How am I to become that lamp who have understood it?
Examples
I give them now to you by the Spirit of God.
I want
to see the
love
of the Spirit of understanding.
Eye
of understanding.
How
can you lighten appearing with understanding?
Through
the lamp of understanding.
We studied the
scriptures in Isaiah 11.
Verse 1 and
2.
He explained
the seven spirits and their names.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
in the spirit of understanding,
he
said, if you are to understand,
it's going to be command
by command in preaching.
Preaching,
teaching.
You
bring the understanding. And he said the lamp of understanding is lighting.
Can we samples?
Let me give you samples. According to Isaiah
28,
verses
9,
speak with us like this.
Isaiah 28
from verse 9.
Ani gwali yigirize okumanya, era ani gwali tegeza ebibuulirwa. Aba abaliseyo okuyonka.
Who will he teach knowledge? Who will he explain what is preached?
We need to
make you understand.
Who
will he make you understand?
Those
who have just saved, those who went from
the
milk of the word,
not
those who preached for a long
time,
grown proud.
You
don't want to be told.
Understand.
And he asks,
do
I get those just fleshly born again? Did he get them already?
He passed through
old men you know.
Began
to pick out those who despise the lowly ones. Like you told Apostle
Mulinde,
I'm going to pick out the despised among you.
I will
fill them with wisdom and understanding.
Now
in that time,
the spirit
of understanding how it lightens in you. How can you lighten through it?
That's why
he speaks in verse 10 saying, if you are to lighten,
Isaiah 28 verses 10. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri wano katono au katono
agama ndio bori wa kumulisha mtabazi yomwe
wokutekia lighting through the lamp of spirit of understanding
okay, kutuletele nyiriri
going to bring us close
atandike wetu
we begin like
ebiragiro
commands
bibiri kubina
2 to 4 commands
nsonge yemo
over one issue
to five vino tugamba
don't come tell us
yawandi kambale temuli yange mbizi
don't eat pig
at
the four commands over the same
issue.
Explain
us. We
get light of understanding.
Even in
Leviticus 11,
that
what never chew card,
and
you don't eat it,
you
bring us Isaiah,
you will
be like those eating pig. Get back to Genesis. There is the command.
Which was seen,
and God saw. All this is made their God.
Did
he create what is not clear?
Exodus 8:21.
Praise Jesus so much. We've told you like this. It is 2 to 4 commands we have been looking at.
He
shown us Leviticus 11. Of not eating those who never chewed the cud. Praise Jesus so much. And even the book of Isaiah. He said they are like those who eat the pig. Praise Jesus so much. When we went back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. God saw all he has made, he was good. Now, did he create anything not clean?
It
comes in Genesis 9, verse 4, and it tells us
everything
with life, let it be for eating your meat, except its blood. But I've told you, when they
reached
the book of Exodus 8:21 and down, when they were leaving Egypt, where they were detestable
things,
and they told Pharaoh, offer peace to our
God, things
detestable to Egyptians, and they will beat us for that.
Speak
to our God when he asks it. Beat us here.
But
to you, they are detestable to you.
They
stone and kill us.
They
began to accept them, give to God what they want. As God will have told them. Now, when they reach the way, they
argue
this one.
This
one
is
the two cards.
He
told them they are detestable to you. That's Leviticus 11. That's why when Jesus reached the world,
he had to
correct mistakes which happened. Hebrews 8:7-8. If there was no mistake in the Old Testament,
it
wouldn't have been a New Testament.
But
when it comes Matthew
18,
he said, what
is a man
doesn't make anyone unclean. Eating and you go to toilet,
these
scriptures are beyond now here.
It comes
in Romans 14:14. I am confessing the Lord Jesus.
Nothing
is detestable in its nature. But to one speaking unclean, it's detestable to them.
Jesus
told Peter,
you
kill, eat whatever you see.
I've
never eaten unclean things.
He told
him what God clean, never call it
unclean.
Now, as we see commands, there are a number which command us to eat.
Argue
with this, who argue with God.
And they
pass command by command. Two commands, four and above. That's the spirit of understanding. Scripture by scripture. You have to bring scripture by scripture.
Bring scriptures.
Two to four and above. And when we speak of eatings,
heard
and saw scriptures there.
Right
from the different books, he ends up saying, here a little, there a little.
In the
Old Testament, even the New Testament.
Or
in the book of New Testament, and in another. Or in the
chapter,
of the same book, and another. That is the spirit of understanding.
Era amawanga gajja nakwewunya entegeera.
Nations will be amazed of understanding.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus so much.
Amawanga gakolaki?
Nations will be amazed.
Gakwewunya entegeera.
Of the understanding.
Etabaze ya revival.
The lamp of revival.
Kulaga ya revival.
The flag of revival.
Ngemulisa ngabanange tulino omusana.
We have the light.
Ngabola balero.
Just as now.
Nchali omu baba.
It's still one or two.
Yebo tumalo okugoloka.
After we all arise.
And
let me tell you, I don't need anything. They told me to give you all everything.
Now
you to go give nations the world to be filled of God's knowledge and His glory. Now in the spirit of understanding, we join a word upon a word.
We
bring the understanding. We don't twist. We don't subtract from God's word. We don't add on it.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
That's
why you can read in Matthew.
No. Mukuva.
In Exodus 24.
You
write a letter
and
chase a woman over in the reason you find. When you bring that command to us, bring another command. Matthew 19. And Jesus corrects that. They tell you,
can
we chase a woman
over in
the reason?
Too late
in the beginning.
He
brought up the scriptures in Genesis 2:24. What God is joined,
one man,
and they joined them.
He said,
no one should separate them.
They
say, why did Moses in Deuteronomy 24 write a letter to chase?
He said,
Moses, of your hearts. That's what Moses told you to
do.
In the beginning, it wasn't that. And they said, no. God didn't warn us it was hardness of our hearts. Ezekiel 20:23.
Because
they rejected my commands, my laws, and my judgments.
Before
I gave them laws,
judgments
will not live by them. And though you do it, you not live.
If you chase
a woman, you die.
In the spiritual world,
you would have died a long time.
And
they have to put you in hell. After you unclothe the body.
You told them, harden
of your hearts.
But
in the beginning, it wasn't that.
Hardening
is pointed on Ezekiel.
20, 22 to 23.
Because they have rejected my commands, and my laws, and my judgments. I gave them laws, and judgments.
They
will not live by them.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Matthew 19,
Jesus tells them,
whoever
marries and chases,
when you chase
the one you've married,
when you marry
the one you have chased, you are adulterers. Except of adultery. And we ask. He says, forgive your brother 77 times. I don't forgive them.
He said,
an adulterer is forgiven once. What did he tell the woman he met in the John?
Where is your husband?
I don't know.
You
have forgiven the one there is not your husband.
They wanted to stone the woman.
They told them, whoever has ever done it. And they all ran away. They told the woman, they have not done this thing.
Literally,
I don't do anything to you. But I forgive you, don't do it again. And at our risk, forgive it once. It comes, it depends on you who forgives.
When
you forgive, Jesus too forgives them. That speaks in Corinthians.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
omulundi gumu. Naye ate ogw'obwenzi gulimu
bbiriobwenzi bwomubiri
teweibalira ku mwana
wakatondanbonyabonyebwona
amala okukola obwenzi
bwobuli
butya abwogerako mukosi
yanyeolwekumi
nokokobwenzi bwokuva katonda tojja bonyabonya mulokole wano mukazi gwe bamusajja gwe mutandala kukwatira mu bwenzi naye bwonya owala gyosiiba
musabi
ovuma okola
mukyoobwo
obwenzi bwokka busooka tukugjako mulokole
waffe
katonda yatutuma okumuwaeddembeoyo si mulimu
gwaffe
atugamba mu isaaya 28 naalugambonya olwekumi
nolulwekumi
bwe yagamba nti muwe okuwummula oyo agoyo twatumibwa mu linnya lya amaafe yesu okuwummuza omwana
we
we omuti gomye
lisajja
gwe
bwogenda
musabo
bonyawalagibwa
osuubira obonyabonya omwana wa
katonda
tujja kulanga ogw'obwenzi
bwomwoyo
erikazi
lyafuuka
lizibu nnyo kukomayo wakalivuma lyonna musajja gwe tomanyi kirigo gye kiri genda ojjula emmere abategeera okutegeera okw'omusana ogw'ekigambo kya katonda tujja leeta ennyiriro
gyalazeewo
ogwo gwe musana
ogw'okutegeera
mwoyo wakutegeera ng'amulisa aleeta ennyiriri zonna lunyiriri ku
lunyiriri
paka ng'oli wansi
oba
oyimiridde ku bibiri
okolako
naye abasinga okufuna
obuzibu
omusana guno nga
gwakbe
bakola ebibi kubanga amaliriza mu lunyi lw'ekumi n'esatu abagamba yesaya
28:13
ekigambo kya mukama kyekiriba kibeera gye bali ekiragiro ku kiragiro ekiragiro ku kiragiro olunyiriri ku lunyiriri olunyiriri ku lunyiriri wano katono awo katono bagende bagwe bugazi
waliyo okugwa ojagenda wekange gwebadde wekangabiriza mu kigambo naye omusana ogw'okutegeera omwoyo
w'okutegeera
nga gumaze okwaga kiragiro ku kiragiro kiragiro ku
kiragiro
ebiragiro biri ku bina
lunyiriri
ku lunyiriri ennyiriri biri ku nnya n'okudda
waggulu
wano kano wali katono
ndagaano
opya nakadde okugwa
kulyawogwabadde
aferabagwe musana gwetutwala kankana
eryamawanga
buli muyaaye eyeerimbise mu linnya lya yesu oba ddiini oba bulokozi bwa bulimba tugenda kukwata kiragiro ku
kiragiro
ojagenda nga walimba abantu buli mubadde muzimba kanisa nga
kyekizimbuleeta
omusana gw'ekkanisa
entufu
tutandike ne yeremiya 7:4 temwesiga bigambo bya bulimba
bino
yeyekaalu ya mukama
bino
yeyekaalu ya mukama bw'aba agenda okudda
okununaanwaizimbe
yabagamba mateya 24 onye olusooka
nogwokusa
n'agamba tewali bajinya nalimu ebisigala ku linne
wano
omanyi baali bamulaga
enzimba
kyovulaba abagamba bakolisa ekisooka
esula
ey'okusatu olunya olw'ekumi n'omukaaga temumanyi nga mwe bennyini muli yeekaalu ya
katonda
naakuma omu beefeso esuula ey'okutaano
25
paka 27 n'agamba nti kristo yesu yatufiirira ekkanisa eterina kuba bbala niwankubadde
oluvujjo
gyagenda okunonaye
ife
bennyini yafiirira kizimbe
kakati
abadde bazimba ekkanisa
mubadde muzimba
bamuzimba
bizimba
ebyo si yekkanisa ezimba
birawo
era nga ebeera mu
ffe
kubanga ebizimba atugamba mu
isaaya
esula yaakuna
onyola
okutanula omukaaga
5:6
n'agamba nti waliberawo weema eribayamba enkuba
netabakuzane
batawufuna mpewo omusana negutabokya n'olubugumu tujazimba bino ebizimbe nga binyira naye nga siye kanisa ng'ekanisa yemmwe abatukuvu katonda bagenda okudda okunona nga tebali bala newankubadde olufumiro kitegeeza ki etabaaza y'omwoyo w'okutegeera egenda kuba eyaka
in all the nations, especially in Uganda, you will see it. If you have already seen it, what we are enlightening.
The
call of Uganda to all the nations to prepare
them
for the coming of Jesus.
And
we should preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the
righteousness
in the kingdom of God.
And we should build
the church of Christ.
He saved,
and this time not buildings. We shall build the church. You bring it. We call those who need capital. Come with your bishop in charge of you. We give them capital, they go to work. We are going to the church.
When we build a building,
we shall then raise building. The rainfall not
be blessed.
That we look clean as the place is.
That is a
building God will bless us.
Never to send us in the Kanisa to Zimbo,
a person don't be surprised.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Before
he finishes saying, let them be captured.
All
those who have been conning, what God is doing in Uganda is amazing now.
Isaiah, Esuleya, Vimumunana, Nolo Nidi, Orekuminisa.
Isaiah 28, verse 13.
Bagende Bagubugazi. Bamenyeke, bategebwe, bakwatibwe.
Tugenda kwata emisege gyonna.
Capture all the walls.
Ejamba tebali endi.
Those clothing ships came.
Ngaye fula abaana ba Katonda.
And they claimed the children of God.
Muli abasumba ababi banabi.
Those were thieves, prophets.
Misege stable.
Walls.
Ejamba tebali
endi. Clothing ships came.
Jiri muli sebo bulokozi bwaji fula business.
Especially they made them in business.
Bakufura capital boli yao bakukunganya
musete. You are their gathering manager. There is no understanding they give you. Now the liar has come.
Bakwatibwe
captured, injured.
Muri nyali amukama
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Etabaza yo moyo wokutegeera.
Lamp of the spirit of understanding. That's how it's meant to light.
Katulabe etabaza yo moyo wokutegeera.
Let's see the lamp of spirit of counsel.
Etabaza yo moyo tulaba.
The lamp is this one we see.
Moyo wokutegeeza.
The spirit of counsel.
Watanise moyo wa
amani. Regard the spirit of the spirit of the Lord.
Mukama,
spirit of the Lord.
We
went to the wisdom, understanding. Spirit of counsel.
Is
the one we want to see.
The
lamp of the spirit of counsel. The eye of
lighten
and in the world as we lighten. Spirit of counsel.
He's
in charge of seasons and times. Every word in the scriptures,
and
every work done under the sun.
When he
speaks with us in Ecclesiastes, he speaks this. Ecclesiastes 3 from verses
1. Ekiseera eky'okuzaalirwamu n'ekiseera eky'okufiiramu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mwoyo w'okuteesa.
In the spirit of counsel.
Abeera mwoyo wa bonna.
In the spirit of prophecy.
Asobola okumanya ebiro n'ebiseera ebya buli kikalo.
No season and times of every word.
Na buli mulimu ogukolebwa wansi
w'enjuba. Every work done under the sun.
Ebyawandiikwa byonna ebiri mu Bible.
All scriptures in the Bible.
Biriko ebiro n'ebiseera.
They have their seasons and times.
Era osobola okumanya ebyawandiikibwa ebyatuukira
n'ebitannaba
ng'oyita mwoyo
w'okuteesa.
Waliwo ekyawandiikibwa kigamba, munoonye Mukama nga bw'akyayinzika
okulabika.
Ani atakimanyi?
Isaya, esuula ya 55 n'olunyiriri lwa 6.
Isaiah 55, verses 6.
Munoonye Mukama nga bw'akyayinzika okulabika. Mumukaabirire nga bw'akyali okumpi.
Munoonye Mukama.
Seek the Lord.
Nga bw'akyayinzika okulabika.
As it can be found.
Ekyawandiikibwa ekyo.
That scripture.
Kyatuukirira oba nedda.
Did it come to pass or not yet?
The spirit of Castle can look in it and it came to pass. First Timothy 3:16, he speaks and says this.
First Timothy 3:16. Era watali kubusa-busa. Ekyama ky'okutya Katonda kye kikulu. Oyo eyalabisibwa mu mubiri. Nawe bwo butuukirivu mu mwoyo. Nalabibwa bamalayika. N'abuulirwa mu mawanga. N'akkirizibwa mu nsi. N'atwalibwa mu kitiibwa.
Teyajja ku nsi. Did he not come on the world?
Bible
says,
awatali kubusa-busa.
Without compromise.
Ekyama ky'okutya Katonda kye
kikulu. The mystery of godliness.
Katonda yajja mu nsi.
God appeared in the world.
The
one who was on the world was Jesus, God himself. Which
means,
the Lord has
come.
He appeared. We wait him the second time. You must know scriptures and their seasons.
When
he speaks in John 1, verses 10 to 11,
he
speaks this on the one who was on the world.
Yokana esure soka nolu nyiriri olwekumi.
John chapter 1 from verse 10.
Yali mu nsi, ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe, era ensi teyamutegeera. Oli olwekumi olumu. Yajja mu matwale ge, naye abaali mu matwale ge tebaamukkiriza.
Teyajja.
Did he not come?
Kati bw'atukaye mu Isaya 5:5
mukaaga.
Onoonye Mukama nga bw'akyayinza
okukulabira.
Okusinda ku mwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda. Omwoyo w'ebiro n'ebiseera. Asobola okuwulira nti Katonda yajja ku kisidda.
Kubanga
atukaye mu Timoteo 3:16. Awatali kubuusabuusa. Ekyama ky'okutya Katonda kye
kino.
Katonda yayambala omubiri.
Katonda
yalabisibwa
ku kisidda.
Kitikiza mu mwoyo w'okuteesa.
Sobola
okumanya ebyandiko
ebyatuukirira.
Ebituukirira.
Ebigendo okutuuka.
N'ebibuulira abantu mu biro byabyo.
Nandiwadde
ekizampo nyingi
naye.
Sisobola kwongerayo ebizampo
nyingi. Wali
nandikuwadde ku ebyo ebitannaba
kukola.
And
in the Bible, you can look through it.
You know
it happened.
And
you know what is.
This day
we have scripture telling us to seek God. And it speaks of now.
It spoke
in John
14.
I'm going to remain appearing to you. That I pray. But the other of Isaiah, I tell him you appeared. But I tell you,
John 14,
appear to me again. You tell you're going to remain appearing away. That is called light of the word of God.
Uganda ne flag ya revival.
Uganda with the flag of revival. In the midst of the nation.
Yes, it was
praise Jesus.
The Bible
explained all of it.
And
they read the beasts.
And
they said, this beast is not usual beast. Even the water they come from is not usual waters.
This one is going to come.
This one is present, appearing. That is the spirit of counsel. It doesn't end on that. It enters in prophecies. And they say, you don't head here. According to this scripture, go stay past here and here. Tomorrow there is this. Tomorrow will be happening this.
It's
in the season and times.
It's
in the measurements.
It
means as Uganda, those we study at them, seven spirits of God, which make fullness of the Holy Spirit.
We
started
this.
You are free to request for the message.
You see whatever
is in the single spirit and how it lightens.
They
even have
to serve
those who fulfill as those words are.
Seven
groups of angels we study in the journey of heaven.
They
as words appear in the seven spirits of God.
They already arrived in Uganda.
They want
best year work in the entire world. We had them in Isaiah
18.
Their wings are wearing
and
they are flying swiftly.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The love
of spirit of power, how does it lighten? We want to finish the seven.
We read
only two.
Now,
spirit of power.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That spirit is on the left hand. When we come from the one on this right hand of wisdom, understanding, counsel, the spirit of power is the fourth spirit. Till we get back to the seventh, spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus so much. Spirit of under power is to lighten
how?
And how does it light? How are you to move by it? To uproot whatever God never planted. To kill the plans of the crafty.
It
a wild scriptures.
You
speak in the spirit of power. For example, Job 5:12 and 13.
It
speaks like this.
Job is surely Yokutano. No, you need it.
Job 5 from verse 12.
Atta enkweza abagere ngitanya. Emikono gyabwe ne kitayinza kutuukiriza bye batandise. Nnyo 13. Akwasa abagezi olukwe lwabwe bo. N'okuteesa kw'abekyejo kumenyekera ddala.
Atta enkweza abagere.
He kills the plans of the crafty.
Zabagere ngitanya.
Plans of the crafty.
N'atta baganya kutuukiriza bye batandise.
He allows them to fulfill their plans.
N'abakwasa olukwe lwabwe.
And makes their schemes fall upon them.
When he
speaks in Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 10, he says, the spirit of power, uproot whatever God never planted. Listen like this. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 10.
Laba, lero kutaddewo okuba omukulu w'amawanga, era ow'amatwale g'abakabaka, okusimbula, n'okumenya, n'okuzikiriza, n'okusuula, okuzimba n'okusimba
kati ekiriwo kiri
na what is this
but we are moyo wa amani
we are the spirit of power
tukienda kushikwa
we are going to uproot
buli cheba te kanisa nga sikya mu kanisa
put in church and it's not for church
kuzimbulula
to uproot and then to tear down and we shall build
ebiteke dwo kubira
what's meant to be there
tukusange ngo simbisa bana ba katona line
ku children of God line up for miracles
we chigamba te balina kusasa
every scripture proving they have not to pay. And we uproot. You count people that charge the building that we are to pour it down. We
pass
the spirit of power to
give
us authority to uproot.
Yes, we was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
It's
the spirit of power.
It empowers
us to uproot everything God never built.
We find children
God line up for miracles.
These are
pieces of fish we're selling.
Miracles
are food to children.
You home
the food you cook. After cooking it, you tell your children. Those of
us
to eat chicken and matoke line up here. Your children go to eat rice and chicken. You two line up here. Have you seen that? Your children home, you turn against them. After the cooked food is ready. Miracles food to children.
You
need to make them line up.
So
Matthew 10. Verse 7 and 8.
You
freely given. You two freely give.
But what you should do?
Now there is what we call uprooting. Everything God never built.
When we
come in the spirit of power, you will see it.
It
empowers us to heal sickness.
Demons,
chase them in your spirits.
And
we pass scriptures of spirit of power. The men who terrify. The mighty one who fulfill the word of God. The angels. What is there? I can't explain each one.
At least
when I give you light, you can see.
The
light can shine how?
You're
going to see many things
being powered down.
Everything God never builds.
You
will tell us that you're serving Jesus.
You
tell us the gift of the priest when it was given in the scriptures.
And
it's the gift of becoming a priest.
You tell us
the gift of a
sister, of a nun
in its
gifts.
And it's the gift of becoming a nun, a sister.
You
tell us
whether it's
the gift of a junior pastor. And the senior pastor. That's what God planted.
Inspector general, prophet,
you tell us that gift.
His lordship.
Yes, lordship.
Tell us the gift
of his lordship. The bishop, where it was given.
In the
scriptures, God planted.
It's not
me who waged this war.
It's
the living God.
Yes,
God
silent.
He called
them.
Right now, he's brought it upon them in one day.
He
took that person
in the
journey of heaven. He trained him.
Prepare you to
shine the fire of the world. You know, the power of the word is interesting. You don't get a physical power. You get the sword of the word.
It's
not like the Muslims.
And when they Muslims,
you get the axe and the pangas.
You know,
Muslims who are out there, when you speak of other words, they come with the axe. But here,
to
our living God,
we come with
the axe of the word of God, the double-edged sword. And we cut whatever I never planted.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
lamp of the spirit of knowledge.
It's
going to shine how? You buy us batteries. What is happening? Praise Jesus so much. The lamp of the spirit of knowledge
is
going to lighten how, as we Ugandans, our
friends,
who love God all over the world, those who
are
told to hold the flag of revival, the lamp in the midst of the nation, in the world, how are we to lighten spirit of knowledge? How is it going to light? God commanded light of knowledge to shine in the darkness. This is the spirit of knowledge. Let's look in 2 Corinthians.
2
Corinthians 4. Verse
6
and
7.
2 Corinthians 4 from verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda, ye yayogera nti, omusana guli akamuchizikiza. Eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okutegeera ekitiibwa kya Katonda. Abakolinsi ekyokubiri, essuula eyokuna, n'olunyiriri lwa mukaaga.
2 Corinthians 4 from verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda, ye yayogera nti, omusana guli akamuchizikiza. Eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Abaina mu Bible yamu namina okutegeera waina kuba
okumanya. Have your Bible and put understanding, put knowledge.
Yalagira omusana ogw'okumanya
ekitiibwa kya Katonda. The light of the knowledge of God's glory.
Okwaka
you shine in the darkness.
Oh, yeah. So,
he first lightens in our hearts
to
and we lighten to nations.
Verse
7, he says this.
2 Corinthians 4:7. Amanya amanje nyo galiokega denga eri Katonda.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
All
treasures is sent them in these treasures. In that vessel.
We
I would have said, catch yourselves the vessel, me myself.
You
know you
are
the vessel. No.
The
treasure of life is sent in you, Uganda. You yourself.
These
vessels of clay we are into,
and out
of it comes traces of knowledge, light of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
we light into nations.
No,
people in the world have been getting this way for lack of knowledge. Now he says, let light shine.
You
know, he speaks saying in Hosea 4.
Na
and he says this.
Hosea 4, verses 6. Abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubula okumanya. Kubanga oganye okumanya. Nange ndi kugaana ggwe olemenga okubeera kabona gye ndi.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abantu ba Katonda.
God's people.
Babadde bazigalwa kubula.
They have been getting the spirit for lacking knowledge.
Naye nga ayita mu ttabazi y'omwoyo w'okumanya.
Through the lamp of spirit of knowledge.
Fulaga. Ya revival.
The flag of revival.
Kuva mu Uganda.
From Uganda.
Atwala okumanya
katonda ya mawanga. Knowledge to the nations.
Omusana gugenda okwaka.
Light is going to shine.
Abantu ba Katonda babadde bazigalwa okubula
okumanya. God's people have been the spirit for lacking knowledge.
Walioke baleetebwa okumanya.
They will be brought the light.
But
they will see the glory of God.
They are
forced to get the full knowledge of God.
And
that's why the new generation is based with the full knowledge of God and His glory. As this ministry is,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
we commanded this light to shine in the darkness, the light of knowledge. For God's people, they have been destroyed for lacking knowledge. Knowledge, it's the revelation. For if you don't reveal of any word, they can deceive you. You can get destroyed.
For
when he speaks with us in Proverbs 29:18, he speaks this.
Ngero esule ya bilimu mwenda n'olunyiriri lwa 18.
Proverbs 29 verse 18.
Awatali kwolesebwa abantu bazikirira. Naye akwata amateeka alina omukisa.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus.
Awatali kwolesebwa.
Without revelation,
abantu bazikirira.
Those people are destroyed.
Naye jjukira tugambi bazikirwa kubula kumanya.
They say they get destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Kitegezo kumanya.
It means knowledge.
Kwe kubikulirwa.
It's the revelation.
Kwe kwolesebwa.
It is the envisioning.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus.
But
God has helped us much.
Told
in all he wants is the knowledge.
So
he knew if you don't get the light of knowing him, you can't be saved. That's why it's speaking in Hosea 6.
Start
from verse 6 and 7. That loves much knowledge more than offerings.
Koseye sule yomukaga, nolo nyiriri olomukaga.
Hosea 6 verse 6.
Kubanga njagala ekisa, so si sadaka. No kumanya Katonda, okusinga ebiweebwa ye byokebwa.
Ndi ayagala ekisa.
He wants mercy,
so si sadaka.
Neither not sacrifice.
No kumanya Katonda.
And knowledge of God.
Okusinga ebiweebwa ye
more than burnt offerings.
Omanyi tuwaye kimwete
kumwe. No, we keep the tithe and the offering.
Naye Katonda ayagala tumumanye.
He wants us to know him.
Tufuna okumanya Katonda okujudde.
Get the full knowledge of God.
Tuleme okusinza kitategeera.
Don't worship what you don't understand.
Kubanga wayogera nafe agamba.
When he speaks with us,
he musinza nga temukitegeera.
What you worship when you don't understand.
Nze kyenzize okubabuulira.
It's what I've come to proclaim to you.
Asubira bo boso walikuwa 17.
When you read Acts 19 to down. What you worship you don't understand it.
It
was an altar of God inscribed on it. It's for an unknown God.
It's
what you worship
you
don't understand it.
It's
what I've come to tell you. God who made heavens and earth.
He lives
in structures built by human hands. Now, did you build for Jesus this building?
Many people
build buildings
and they
dedicate the house to Jesus. Is he in this house?
Yeah,
is on our hearts knocking, you're opening buildings for him?
Will you
see? For we move and live in him.
In
him are things in heavens and earth.
Then
we've entered the knowledge of God. The lamb of knowledge.
Manifest the light of knowledge.
God and his glory. From Uganda to all the nations. I am sure of that. And if I don't get sure of that, to betray the Holy Spirit then. Do you feel it? It's possible it's done even. If knowledge has not been there,
you would have said,
Lord, what are we going to do now?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Everything
to do, we know it.
Why
the light of knowledge is to shine?
We must
know the one true God. Christ Jesus is sent. For that is the eternal life. Speaks John 17:3, and he says this. We want to wind up. John 17:3. This is the eternal life.
We
know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is saying.
We
want to get guarantee of life right from this world.
After you have known
the one true God, the Father in heaven,
and
Jesus, the one Jesus he sent.
You know,
these days there are many Jesus coming. Praise Jesus.
No singer, no.
Find another.
We have the Jesus.
Prepare my Jesus. Take away your Jesus.
But what about Jesus?
We have the Jesus who was given.
We have the Jesus who was given. We have the Jesus who was given.
We have his one son to all the world.
God, you know,
now you God. Tell us you have your own. You be with your Jesus.
But what about Jesus?
We want the one given to all the world.
Oba Yesu wagundi yako
na Jesus who works. Be with your Jesus who works. I met a Jesus, he told me this, they have a Jesus these days of the Catholics. That one is another.
Never
stops people worshiping idols, the Jesus. But the Jesus of heaven, he refuses all that.
Yes, he
Jesus. The truth is this, eternal life, to know the one true God, and the Jesus is saying, and the knowledge is the light we speak of,
that we fill
the world with the full knowledge of God and His glory. And tells us, cry for knowledge, weep for understanding, cry for our life.
I
expect to read well in Proverbs.
When
you cry for knowledge and understanding, cry and weep for that.
You know, you cry for knowledge for your life.
And if I find you are running on the ground,
and
your car, your house,
and
say, what are you crying for?
He
said, this to us, don't cry for them. Cry for your life. Cry for knowledge.
Let's read
Proverbs.
Proverbs
2 from verse 3.
We wow. Bono kabili dango kumanya. Noli dango kutegera. Bonoga no nyanga nga feza. Noge kene nyanga ngevyo bugaga ibiyako ikebwa. Rinyolo kutana. Kali doli tegera okutya mukama. Novumbula okumanya Katonda.
Novumbula okumanya Katonda bafumbula kuvumbule.
Knowledge of God is just discovered through the word.
If you
get the knowing of the one true God and the Christ is sent,
Light
is going to be moving like that as we fill the world the knowledge of God.
Isaiah 11 from verse 9.
The world is to be filled of knowledge. We are going to speak knowledge of God. Just as we began long time. Till the world was the Father and His greatness and His height. Right from above the heavens.
Christ
Jesus our Master.
He
gives up things in heavens and earth. Bring His glory.
abantu abaagaana okumanya katonda omu w'amazima tufunamu enjawukana nga bw'oba ogenda mu kanisa eryogamba ngenda mu ssabo lya nnabbi nga bw'oba ogenda mu kanisa ya kristo ngenda wali eri ekkanisa ya yesu abaana ba katonda abatukuvu ba katonda ng'enjawukana zizze bwezikuyita mu kumanya kyava atugambye malaki 3:18 bwe tuba tumaze okuddatulyoke twawula aweerezaatusomeyo owulire
malaki essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'18 awo lwe mulidda ne mwawula omutuukirivu n'omubi oyo aweereza katonda n'oyo ataweereza
nti bwe tulimala okudda nga tumaze okumanya katonda omu
owamazima
ne kristo yesu gwe yatuma
okuyita
mu mwoyo wa katonda kuluno paati y'omwoyo w'okumanya ettabaazi ey'okumanya katonda ne tulyoka twawula aweereza katonda
n'atamuweereza
omutukuvu
n'atali
omanyi mubadde mulina
right reverend
n'ogamba oba
yalikyawa
Righteous. N'ogamba obutukuvu.
Say the righteousness we type of this.
Obutukuvu bukuwebwa nga bazo. Obutukuvu bukuwebwa
nga bazo. Righteousness is given by believing.
N'okukkiriza kuva mu kuyita
kigambo kya Katonda. Comes from hearing the word.
Faja tasoma nga
ebu Bible. Priest is never read the Bible.
Obutukuvu yabwe jabwe.
When did he get the righteousness?
Omutukuvu naga.
The holy saint this one.
Fabali wana bawulira eki ekigambo tukyalwanirira
butuukirivu
nga gwe tewawulira nakukkiriza oli mutukuvu ebyo nno bannaye katusembeyo n'omwoyo w'okutya
mukama
nga bwe twasomye emyoyo gino mu isaaya
11
nnyo olisooka n'olwokubiri ate nga baatugambye kubikulirwa nnya
ttaano
gyemyoyo musanvu egyaggulu ettabaaza y'omwoyo w'okutya mukama egenda
kwakeesya
ekibuuzo kyetwagala okuwanukula
the answer we want to answer
jjukira okutya mukama
remember fear of god
kukyawa kibi
is to hate evil
era tugenda kuba bakyayi ba kibi okukamala
we are to hate evil so much
manyi waliwo omwoyo w'okumanya katonda gwe tuvudde
the spirit of knowledge of god we've left
ayina ekigambo kyasembyayo
nakyo the word is ended with
ekyokwawula embuzi
of separating the goat from the sheep
omwoyo w'okumanya gyetugwe twakakomekereza
the spirit of knowledge we've winded up
ajja kumaliriza yawudde embuzi
ne end up separating the goat from the sheep
naye kati olwo omwoyo w'akutya mukama
this is the spirit of fear of god
ayaka atya
how does he shine and lighten
ettabaaza ye emulisa
etya how does his lamp lighten
kukyawa kibi
hating evil
kuyamba balala kuva mu kibi
helping others to get from evil
banga bayogera naffe
when he speaks with us
mu ngeri sura y'omunaana
proverbs 8
nyulo 13
verse 13
agamba bwati
he says this
ngero esura y'omunaana n'olunyiriri lwa 13
proverbs 8:13
okutya mukama kwe kukyawa obubi
okutya mukama
the fear of god
okolaki
is to hate evil
omwoyo oyo ng'agenda okwaka
when that spirit is going to lie
fe kanisa okusooka
we as church first
tukwate uganda
let's handle uganda
tukwatiza amawanga
united nations
okutya mukama kyeki
fear god what is this
kukyawa kibi
is this to hate
evil nga fe bennyini twakikyawa
we ourselves we hated it
nga toyambala mu mini
don't close your mini skirts
naye kati mu kanisa
right now in the church
sister ajja
a sister comes
wakutamira wani
when they bow like this
Kampala mukati
you see old Kampala
njogera ku bitundu
bye cha I speak of a private parts
amabere gonna balinga
ke batunze kuna as if they pointed them out like that
bilinganga zine nyama zo kukumeza
bazo fish this meats on the roads they sell exposed
iba nanga abashuba
and the pastors
balinganga emizimu gy'omulungu
like demons of the wilderness
ebisige baabisalako basiize ebitumudde
they have painted them faces and lashes
balina enjala
they have nails
oyinza okugamba nuwabutwa sitaani yazze mu
big the devils come in the church
balina ebigambo n'ebikolwa ebitatya katonda wa banyaga n'alina olukumi ne balubba
ne bakkono
agukkirira
naye omwoyo w'okutya mukama addamu okuyimuka mu kkanisa kukyawa kibi bwenzi bubbibi n'ebiringa ebyo nga tubibuulira buli kiseera omanyi ebyawandiko ebyogera ku okutya mukama
bingi
mu byawandiike
the scriptures
bye batakyayogerako
which we almost speak of is what we speak of
ennyambala entambula enjogera eyamwana wa katonda
of the children of God. We teach everything.
Then
you will hate evil.
Then I'm
and saying
in
Proverbs 16 verse 6 and he says this.
So, let's
finish Proverbs
8. There
is hidden evil and many others.
Proverbs
8:13.
Amalala ne sukuti.
Amalala.
Pride.
Mazima musumba gwena.
Truly you pastor.
No very otambira ku red carpet.
Walking on the red carpet.
Abantu bali mungalo.
People are clapping for you are marching.
Bible yegama mugu. Wala tayo kitabo cha mukama.
God the book of the Lord.
Ebira mu ebina. Abakata ndi mwaba. Omutonde munsi ne ba malaika. Bonne ne bagamba asali de katonda.
The God.
Kati kwera biro kwaniriza atudde ku mbago
yi netudde ku mbago
yi netujikubira enga
brother clap for the donkey
nsumba yenali na mbaga na tatu
yiri proud
tabadde unga na tusinze
not being here when we worship is marching coming like that
sente wa mukama
wuya ja full man of God is coming like that and you all bow for him like that
babanga abadde mutume
when he has been an apostle
ne bamugattako
and the inspector is general bishop
no muita mutume
na ye call him apostle he begins to frown his face he doesn't mind you you've not added his titles
musuma no duka no kujja katuti
pastor you come and help it
eh kitala kye cho kulwanza bache kusulide
musuli they are carrying it for you your bible
oli mulwanyi nabache kubakwatire
mu form of fighter they hold your gun
ola bane general mumaje
mugwe na yo kubakwatire with his gun they don't hold it for him.
The
pride is out there.
Ayak bagala nyo kuiti wala
ba. Want to be called
a
teacher.
Mungu de yo
in the marketplaces. Hey,
spiritual father
is there and you run to hide.
Amalala gali yeye yego
ndawansi. Out there but all is beaten.
Kati mumu abali ne sukuti.
There are those with arrogance.
Umanya amalala.
You know pride.
Gali na level jigali.
Has a level it raises.
Woba do tambula
mwa. If you've been working breaking
amalala gali yo.
When pride grows, you the breaking the breaking
gospel.
If the girl was be shaking
a little,
when did what she does is this time?
Neno, ngenari mubi, mufuba.
She is like that. She's all over dancing.
Goyo manyamara yagabusi katari musokoti.
Past the level of pride, they're in arrogance now.
Ngubulire bali bavanye mu malala ne bayingira sukuti bali ngaba weereza nenga siba abamu bagamba banabi musitule mu banga yenda kuba emizimu ne mumwetika
and you carry the preacher
abamu batekawo migongo
just put their backs and the preacher stands on the back of them
batula mu ntebe
sit in the seats
zona njeru bwezi
all white
bakombe bobugere
kiss their toys and their shoes.
So go to Mali.
Let's finish this verse.
Ngero esule yomunana noru nyiriri ole kuminisa.
Proverbs 8:13.
Amalala ne sukuti ne kube bi naka mwaka wamba bienchawa.
They have a perverse speech.
Abo gere bigambe bizibu.
They speak wild words.
Tewari kumwe.
No one of you.
Ainza kugagawara.
Can get rich.
Nga sinna gagawara.
Before of God.
Amafuta gava
kumotwe. The anointing comes from the head. That's why they speak.
Hey, katonda basimu gaga wazori.
If God decides to make another rich.
Kati mwemwe nina.
Now all of you.
Mori kumafuta gava.
You are on my anointing.
Babira na maara nishu.
Yet is
powerful
speech.
Nzeba zara.
It's me who birthes you.
Osingana na karenzi karenzi.
You fight even as a boy.
Ninga.
They have brought old men. They are kneeling for him.
Spiritual father.
The man with the gray hair. They are kneeling for a boy. Spiritual father. Because they preach the gospel.
Bible
never says. Older than you call
your
father or mother.
And
you fight the gospel. They have like three sheep. Now those with tents.
Katinga mwendigaza
now like you my sheep
You
have to do whatever I command.
Shout
hallelujah 7 times. One of them told them,
"You, like the seven dogs. You can stand up and bark."
People began to bark.
Never
and they barked like dogs.
They're
pride.
Finish
this mass.
Hey, yes, you was
praise Jesus.
Let's
read Proverbs 16, verse. Proverbs 16.
Gere sura ye kumi no mukaga, no lunyiri oru mukaga.
Proverbs 16, verse 6.
Okusasira na mazima, biebirongo sa utali butoke rifu. Ero kutia mukama, kwe kujia abantu mu bubi.
Okutia mukama.
The fear of God
kujia abantu mu bubi
is get people from evil.
We must sit in Allah, God's counsels.
And we mark his words. Understand them.
And
then we tell them to others.
And we
help them leave their evil sins.
Listen,
Jeremiah 23, 18. Ever sat in the counsels of God's words. And they marked them. And they understood them.
Verse
22,
if
they had sat in the counsels of my words,
They would have caused my people to understand my words. They make them leave their evil works. Don't mind whether they go to heaven or not.
But the spirit of fear of God, the lamp of the fear of God,
as
all seven spirits we've seen there, which he handles, the flag of revival, the lamp of the nations,
Uganda,
in the Uganda,
to
lighten to all nations, and then lighten
us,
as God said, through the apostle John Mulini,
prayer mountain in Uganda,
and the world trumpet mission.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. May God bless you.
Let's go in the next service.
Come back with the call of Uganda. May God bless you.